High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
Quarterback, you know, has a bad day.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Field in Hastings for high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you here at Patriots Field. It's the Adams Central Patriots hosting the Gehring Bulldogs here tonight. Both of these football teams coming in with two wins and two losses on this football season. Adams Central coming off the loss at Crete last week to the number two Cardinals by the score of 34-20. And the Bulldogs coming in after a loss at McCook last Friday, 48-13. So both of these clubs coming in off losses and both coming in with two wins and two losses on the season. The Adams Central Patriots have just gone through a two-game schedule playing number one-ranked Aurora, number two-ranked Crete. Aurora was here 2 weeks ago. Crete was on the road last Friday. The Patriots losing both of those games after opening the season with victories at Sydney, 48-0, and being the home team against the Hastings High Tigers, beating the Tigers 24-16, rallying from 16-6 down in the fourth quarter to win that one 24-16. Then the loss here to Aurora 2 weeks ago, 33-13, and last week at number two Crete, 34-20. The Patriots at 2-2 on the season. The Bulldogs of Gehring come in also with two wins, two losses. They started the season winning at home against Lexington 40-7. Then the Bulldogs traveled to Holdridge and lost to the unbeaten Dusters 31-7. 2 weeks ago, at home to Shadron, Gehring wins 23-14. Then last week, the loss at McCook by the score of 48-13 on this season for the Bulldogs. 2-2. Adams Central also 2-2 this season. These teams met last year in the second round of the Class B football playoffs, and Adams Central took out the Gehring Bulldogs in that second round last year, 45-14. That was in Gehring, and the Patriots won that second round game on their way to the state semifinals before losing to Aurora there. But Adams Central takes out Gehring last year in the second round of the playoffs. The Bulldogs were 9-2 last year, their season ending after the second round of the playoffs. Tom O'Boyle's football team, five offensive starters, five defensive starters, returning off that 9-2 team. And again, they are off to the 2-2 start on the season. The Patriots of Adams Central, 10-2 last year, 2-2 this year. They come into this game averaging about 26 points a game, giving up 21 per contest. The Patriots on total offense through the first four, averaging 312 yards and 188 through the air, as the Patriots have kind of been having to change up from their usual power running game. They've had to throw the football, especially against Aurora and Crete. It's just the way it was. Those defenses so strong that the Patriots had to throw the football. They're averaging 188 yards a game, 124 yards on the ground, 312 total yards. And Matt Overmiller, the quarterback, 61 out of 98 throwing, 62%, 752 yards and five touchdowns, two interceptions on the year. The Patriot defense giving up 239 yards per contest, 130 on the ground, 108 through the air. And the Gehring Bulldogs, as Coach talked about in the pregame show, like to spread the field. They like to send out the four wide receivers most of the time, usually no tight ends, but they would also like to run the football. One of their strengths is running the ball. They've rushed for more than 1,000 yards in their four games. 495 for the running back Josh Swanson and the quarterback Danny O'Boyle, who was a wide receiver last year. His brother was the quarterback, but Danny's moved into the quarterback position. He's rushed for 446 yards and also thrown for 337. He's 28 out of 51. Five interceptions, though, in the four games and only one touchdown pass for O'Boyle. But the Bulldogs spread out the field, but they like to take advantage of that spread field and run the football if they can, with Swanson, who goes around 200 pounds, and the quarterback O'Boyle at 170 pounds on the season. Again, Overmiller throwing the football for 752 yards. Ryan Bender, who will play tonight, expected to play after getting injured last week at Crete with the bursa sack on the knee, but expected to play. 202 yards rushing for Bender, 147 for the other tailback, Jake Fowler, for Adams Central. The leading receiver has been Nick Stein, 21 catches for 265 yards and four touchdowns for Stein. So the Patriot defense allowing 21 a game, 26 scoring average for Adams Central. But again, Adams Central faced two outstanding opponents in their last two games and lost those to Aurora and Crete, and they come in 2-2, as do the Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first quarter of this high school football game after this one-minute timeout.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
And welcome back to Patriot Field after our national anthem. High school football here tonight for you on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Adams Central Patriots and the Gehring Bulldogs tonight as one of these teams try to get back into the win column after losses last week and go to 3-2 on the season. This is the next to last non-district game for Adams Central. They'll be heading to York next Friday for their final non-district game, then head into district play 2 weeks from tonight. So an important ball game for both these clubs, trying to get back in the win column and get ready for district play coming up in a couple of weeks. Adams Central lost this toss. Here was won by Gehring, and the Bulldogs want the football, and they will get the football to start this game, and they're going to send back Josh Swanson, you're going to hear a lot about tonight. He's a senior, about a 200-pounder. He'll go back to receive this opening kickoff along with Gunnar Britsch for the Bulldogs. And Adams Center will kick off from west to east here, left to right on your radio dial, and on offense will be the Gehring Bulldogs, and they're expected to start Danny O'Boyle, the junior, 170-pounder at quarterback. Josh Swanson is the running back, a 200-pound senior. The wide receivers, Dylan Wademan, 170-pound junior. Grant Remington, 145-pound senior. Charlie Haydenfeld, 180-pound senior. And Gunnar Britsch, 160-pound senior. Zach Piper, Dio Savala, Caleb Shaw, Joey Rasnick, Josh McBride expected to be on the offensive line for the Gehring Bulldogs and Coach Tom O'Boyle. The Bulldogs coming in, they're averaging about 21 points a game offensively, giving up 25 on the season. So here we go, and Kyle Goldenstein will kick off for Adams Central as he will tow it up from the 40-yard line of the Patriots, again going from left to right in the setting sun here on a beautiful Friday night, final Friday in September. Halfway through this high school football season, game number 5 for these two teams in their 9-game Class B regular season schedule. Goldenstein into the football, and here we go at Patriot Field. Relatively sharp kick, going to be caught by Britsch about the 16-yard line. He's up to the 20, heads to the near sideline, 25-30, spun around at the 30. Down he goes about the 32-yard line. And Gehring will start right there in their own territory. The Patriots will be on defense here, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs on their own 32-yard line. Adams Central starts Calvin Ott, Ashton Dirks, Skyler Hunt, and Brandon Hageman up front. Mitch Huffaker, Micah Lindblad, Ryan Bender, Kyle Cutover, Zach Hollister, the linebacking core. Jake Fowler at a corner, Brady Hoffman at a corner, and Jake Johnson is the safety. Now, Johnson a little banged up. Cutterford still trying to recover from a first-game injury, and Ryan Bender also in there. He's out on the field at linebacker. He was hurt last week, so the Patriots playing their injured folks. There's a pass in the air. It's going to be incomplete, and there's a flag on the play. Hoffman was covering on the play, and we'll see there's going to flag flying. We're going to have some interference on the first throw, it looks like. Will it be offensive or defensive interference here? Gunnar Britsch was out there, and Brady Hoffman was covering for Adams Central as O'Boyle threw the football, and it's pass interference called on Adams Central, so that will be an automatic first down for Gehring, and a penalty marked off from the 32-yard line. We'll move it up on the pass interference to the 47-yard line, and immediately a 15-yard penalty on pass interference on Adams Central. So it'll be first down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs on their own 47, so they're the beneficiary of a 15-yard pass interference penalty on the Patriots. And Aurora moved the football quite a bit. Of course, Aurora is going to move the football quite a bit on anybody through the air 2 weeks ago. Crete more of a ground attack last week, so they, in the shotgun, it's O'Boyle. Wants to throw it across the middle, and it's going to be caught on the play down to the 40-yard line. Catching the football is number five, Charlie Haydenfeld. It'll be another first down. The Bulldogs move that football, so the first throw is complete. And Haydenfeld moves it from the 47 to the Adams Central 40. A pickup of 13 on the play and a first down for Gehring, first and 10 at the Adams Central 40-yard line. So a pass interference penalty and a 13-yard pass play. Two first downs for the Bulldogs, first and 10 on the Patriot 40. In the shotgun is O'Boyle. Swanson, the running back, back there. Three receivers out for the Bulldogs. Quick throw inside is going to be incomplete. Hits the turf, intended for Charlie Haydenfeld. A quick inside slant, but that one a little low and incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go at the 40-yard line of Adams Central for the Gehring Bulldogs. We're just underway, first quarter. High school football tonight here at Patriots Field in Hastings, Adams Central and Gehring, here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We haven't played even a minute yet, and it's second down and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Patriot 40. Wide receiver to the right and to the left. Haydenfeld in the slot right. Tight end left side this time. O'Boyle rolls to his right. Wants to throw now. Will pull it down and run. He's at the 40 now. Throws the football to the 30-yard line. And it's going to be complete inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. O'Boyle was running and threw it at the last second to Haydenfeld. Another catch there for Charlie. First down and 10 yards to go from the 40-yard line to the Patriot 28. A pickup of 12 and another first down. Third first down, and Haydenfeld's caught two balls already for 25 yards. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Patriot 28-yard line. So O'Boyle rolled to his right, started to run, and then flipped it to Haydenfeld, who got to the 28 before he was pushed out of bounds. First and 10 there for the Bulldogs. So they drive now, starting at their own 32. First and 10 at the Patriot 28-yard line. In the shotgun, O'Boyle gets the football, rolls to his left. Good protection, throws it out. It's going to be caught by Haydenfeld once again to the 20, inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. So it looks like another first down and another pickup there of 11 yards on the play. Three catches for Haydenfeld. And another first down for Gehring at the Patriot 17-yard line. And so the Gehring, 3 out of 3, throwing the football. First and 10 at the Patriot 17. And they move right down the field here. From the shotgun, O'Boyle rolling out, completing his passes. He's 3 out of 4. O'Boyle rolls to his right, gets a blitz this time, and Bender's in there to pull him down back outside the 20-yard line. So Ryan Bender in there on the blitz there for Adams Central from the linebacker. Pushes Bender back to the 22-yard line, a loss of 5. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go. So it turns out to be the first running play. It's a 5-yard loss on the sack by Bender back to the 27-yard line. A loss of 10 on the play, and it'll be second down and 20 yards to go at the 27-yard line. Second and 20, a loss of 10 on that play. O'Boyle now in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right, hand off to Swanson. Goes off left tackle and guard, maybe 3 or 4 for Josh on his first carry. The 200-pounder goes from the 27-yard line inside the 25. We'll call it the 24, pick up a 3 on the play on the first carry for Josh Swanson. Again, more than 900 yards rushing last year for Swanson. As coach said in the pregame show, he missed a couple of games last year. He's a big fella, about 200 pounds. But it's third down and long, third and about 17 at the 24-yard line for Gehring. So third and 17 here at the 24. In the shotgun, it's O'Boyle. He gets the football, rolls to his left. O'Boyle throws it across the middle, and it's caught to about the 16-yard line or 17, pushed back there. The catch there by number 7, Dylan Wademan. Wademan gets the catch. It's going to be moved from the 24-yard line down to the 15. Got about 9 on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and about 8 yards to go at the 15-yard line. And out to try a field goal here is going to be Daniel Nisser, the senior, spotted at the 22-yard line. This is a 32-yard field goal attempt, at least set up. Nisser will kick the football. It's going to be far enough. It's going to be no good, just short. Looked like it had the distance, but short. And the field goal attempt by Nisser from 27 yards is no good, so the Patriots turn back the Bulldogs after they get four first downs, one on a penalty, and then throw the football, but move the football well. But the Patriots forced the field goal attempt, which was just short from 37 yards out. And it'll be at the 20-yard line. Adam Center will take over as that field goal misses, from 32 yards out. No good. First and 10, Patriots. They come out on offense for the first time with Matt Overmiller at quarterback. They're in the eye. Ryan Bender is in the tail of the eye. Handoff goes to Bender. Bender breaks into the secondary. He's at the 35-40, 45-50, 45-40 during to the 30. Knocked out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. About the 22-yard line, Ryan Bender on the carry moves the football down to the 22-yard line on the first running play. A 58-yard run on the first play from scrimmage for Adams Central from their own 20 to the Gehring 22-yard line. 58 yards for Bender and a first down. So Bender, who had the bursa sack injury last week's game, okay tonight. He was running pretty strong down the sideline here. And Jake Fowler now checks in at tailback, the sophomore. Cutterford is in there at fullback, Kyle Cutterford. Fowler gets the football at the 20. Inside the 20, inside the 15, stretches it out to about the 12, close to another first down. Jake Fowler, the sophomore, carrying the football. The second leading rusher for Adams Central moves that football to the 12, and it's close to a first down. The officials are going to look at it and see what they think here. Line of scrimmage was the 22, and they're going to measure here, so they're going to bring the chains in from the near sideline. To measure this one's about a 10-yard pickup by Fowler. Bender coming in, 202 yards net, 147 for Fowler, but the Patriots on two carries move that football down the field. They bring the chains in from the near sideline almost all the way across the field, and they stretch it out, and it is going to be a first down for Adams Central. So two running plays, two first downs for Adams Central. Fowler gets 10 there, and it's first and 10 at the Gehring 12-yard line for Adams Central. First possession of the game for the Patriots. They turn back the Bulldogs, who moved the football very well. Their first possession, but missed a 32-yard field goal. Maryland. First and 10 at the 12 of Gehring for Adams Central. Now the Maryland eye, three backs stacked behind quarterback Overmiller. In the tail is Fowler. Cutterford's the fullback. The handoff goes to Cutterford, the fullback. He's inside the 10, gets to about the 8. But a good tackle there by Josh Swanson. Also plays defense. Move that football down to about the 7, a pickup of 5, second and 5 at the Gehring 7. So 5 there for Cutterford, his first carry. Kyle Cutterford, the junior. Out they come with Jake Johnson, Kyle Cutterford, and now Ryan Bender back in the Maryland eye. Double tight end. Everybody stacked in for Adams Central. Third man through is going to be Bender. Dances inside the 5-yard line, close to a first down. He's near about the 2. They could get to the 2 for a first down without scoring here. And we'll see where they spot this football. It's going to be close, and looks like the officials are going to measure this one. So it's going to be third and short, or first and goal at the 2 for Adams Central. Bring the chains in again from the near side, and we'll see how close this one is. These teams, each of these offenses going down the field here. Adams Central, Mitch Huffaker is the tight end. Kevin Holand, Zach Hollister, Tommy Ehlers, Skyler Hunt, Max Meyer across the front of the line. Michael Lindblad, Nick Stein will also play wide receiver for Adams Central. It was a pickup of 5 for Bender and a first and goal at the 2-yard line. So Adams Central with 3 first downs. Gehring's had 4. First and goal at the 2 for Adams Central. They come in stacked tight. Double tight end, Maryland I. Spot it. Clock starts. First and goal at the 2. Overmiller over center. Turns. Hands off to Cutterford, the fullback. He'll be into the end zone for the touchdown. Kyle Cutterford, 2-yard touchdown run for Adams Central. And the Patriots will try for the extra point here. Kyle Cutterford, a 2-yard touchdown run for the Patriots, and they go 80 yards in 5 plays. 6-0, and Kyle Goldenstein will try the extra point. 7:38 to go here in the first quarter. And the Patriots, Goldenstein will try the extra point. Jake Johnson is the holder. Goldenstein will try it here. 7 out of 14 on extra points. Kick is up. It is up, and it is going to be good. So Goldenstein makes the extra point, and we'll take a timeout with 7:38 to go here in the first quarter. Adams Central 7, Gehring nothing back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Welcome back to Patriots Field in Hastings. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. 7-0, Adams Central leads. Gehring, the Bulldogs, took the opening kickoff. Got a pass interference penalty at a first down. Moved the football down to Adams Central's 15-yard line, but a big sack by Ryan Bender forced the Bulldogs into a passing situation. Long yardage passing situation. They moved the football down to the 15. We're still 8 yards short of the first down. Tried a 32-yard field goal. Missed that. Adams Central gets a 58-yard run from Ryan Bender on his first play from scrimmage. Goes 80 yards in five plays. With Kyle Cutterford going the final two for the score. And Kyle Goldenstein kicking the extra points. 7-0 Adams Central. Goldenstein will kick off once again for the Patriots. Left to right here. And a west to east here at Patriot Field in Hastings. There's the kickoff. Going to be relatively short, about the 20-yard line. Picked up there by Britch. Britch to the 25, 30, gets outside. He can go. He's to midfield. Going to be pushed out of bounds inside Patriot territory. By Adams Central's Jake Fowler. And a good return there by Britch. Gets it all the way to the Adams Central 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Got that football about the 20, did Bridge, and he got about a 36-yard return on the play all the way to the Adams Central 44-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will start their second possession. So out they come, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Daniel Boyle is the quarterback, the junior. He'll be in the shotgun. 44 yards throwing. First possession, handoff to Swanson. The running back gets inside the 40 to about the 38, maybe the 37-yard line. Again, Adams Central coach Bill Cardin looking for some stops. He got it last time on the blitz, and the Patriots forced the field goal attempt. There's a 6-yard gain by Swanson. He has 2 carries for 9 yards. Second and 4 at the Adams Central 38-yard line. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Adams Central 7, Gehring nothing. But the Bulldogs have moved the football. O'Boyle in the shotgun, the coach's son here, Danny O'Boyle, throws it across the middle, wide open, Gunner Britch. He's inside the 30, stretches it to about the 27, 28-yard line, and he was wide open there. It's the fifth first down for the Bulldogs. 4 out of 5 throwing for to the 27-yard line, a pickup of 11 yards there and a first down. Britch's first catch for 11. First and 10 at the Adams Central 27-yard line on the pass play. Well, Boyle's 4 out of 5 throwing the ball. 5 out of 6 throwing the ball. First and 10 at the 27-yard line for the Bulldogs. Out they come. They send a couple of wide receivers out. O'Boyle keeps the football in the option. He's at the 25-yard line. Pull down there. Not much there. Good fake inside by O'Boyle to Swanson. Patriots get up there this time. Huffaker and Hageman there to the 25-yard line. A short pickup of 2 on the play for quarterback Danny O'Boyle. O'Boyle and Swanson really about the only two guys that run the football for the Bulldogs. Second and 8 at the Patriot 25-yard line. Now, 3 wide receivers to the right. Couple tight ends. O'Boyle wants to throw, rolls to his right. There's a flag on the play. O'Boyle still on his feet. He's down to about the 15-yard line. It'll be close to a first down, and we'll see there's a flag in the backfield. There's the flag at the 29-yard line, and it will be holding on the Bulldog, so that'll be a 10-yard penalty. And it's going to be second down, and it'll be much longer for Gehring. The flag is at the 29-yard line, and it's usually 10 yards from the spot of the foul. That'll move it back to the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and about 22 yards to go. The Bulldogs have to get to the 17, and they're back at the 39, so it'll be second and 22 yards to go after the 10-yard holding call on the Gehring Bulldogs. Second down, 22 yards to go on the Adams Central 39-yard line. So you can expect the Bulldogs probably to put that thing in the air now. Well, Boyle got it down to first down territory, but the holding call moves it back to the 39, second and 22. In the shotgun. Big spreads in the offensive linemen. The Bulldogs try to spread this field out. Handoff goes to Swanson. He's hit by Hunt right there. Couple more Patriots after that. Skyler Hunt gets in there and meets the running back, Josh Swanson. A very sharp gain there from the 39. We'll call it two to the 37-yard line. A pickup of two on the play. Third and 20 at the 37-yard line. Just outside the 37 of Adams Central for the Gehring Bulldogs. Third and long, third and about 20. And Gehring's going to take a timeout. They want to talk this over. Facing a third and 20, we'll take a timeout. 5:01 to go in the first quarter. Adams Central 7, Gehring nothing back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beeman with the scoring update. Two other teams in action from Hastings, St. Cecilia playing at Ravenna and Scott's Bluff in Hastings to take on the Tigers. Right now, Hastings High has the lead. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Hastings High 7, Scott's Bluff 0. Now back to Patriot Field with Blaine Bulis.
Thank you, Brad. Welcome back to Patriot Field, indeed. 7-0, Adams Central leading here. 5:01 to go, first quarter. Gehring football, third down, 20 yards to go at the Adams Central 37-yard line. After that timeout, by the Bulldogs, out they come. They'll send... They got three wide receivers to the right. They have one way to the left. They have quarterback O'Boyle back in the shotgun with the running back Swanson alongside. Man in motion coming this way. O'Boyle turns, throws it, the screen pass. That's going to be tipped and tipped to another player, tipped off the hands of Haydenfell, but caught by Gunnar Britsch. But a short gain inside the 35, 37-yard line, and it's down about the 33. They got four on the play, and it's going to be fourth and 16. So Britsch with the final catch of that football. It's going to be fourth down, though, and 16 yards to go, about the 33-yard line of Adams Central for the Gehring Bulldogs. They're going to go for it here. They missed a 32-yard field goal. This is too far for a field goal attempt. Fourth and 16, you might as well throw it up here at the 33-yard line. They have completed six passes and seven throws, and O'Boyle's in the shotgun. He gets the football. Wants to throw, of course. Long on the near sideline. It's up for grabs and incomplete and out of bounds, and that will turn the football over to Adams Central on a first and 10. So the Bulldogs turn it over on downs, and Adams Central will get it on the incompletion on fourth and 16, but the Bulldogs have gotten into Patriot territory a couple of times. So they got to be feeling pretty good about things here. The Patriots get a big blitz and a sack in the first series, and this time the incompletion there, the holding call hurting the Bulldogs. So Adams Central takes over first and 10 on their own 33-yard line. The Patriots win 80 yards and five plays in their first possession, have the football for the second time. High formation, Overmiller to Bender. Bender to the 35, keeps the legs moving, gets it to maybe the 37-yard line, a pickup of four on the play there for Ryan Bender. So it's going to be second and about 6 yards to go for the Patriots at their own 37-yard line. And Adams Central can kind of tell they want to get back into their power running game. They've kind of been away from that due to the caliber of competition, the defense. They just could not move the football on the ground against Aurora and Crete. So they're back now into a power game so far tonight. Have not thrown the ball. 3:35 to go first quarter. I formation. Jake Johnson, the wing back right. Stein, wide receiver to the right. Now Overmiller rolls to the right. Wants to throw this time. Does into the flat. Going to be caught by Stein. He's pushed out of bounds about the 48-yard line of Adams Central. But it will be a Patriot first down. First throw of the night is complete from Matt Overmiller to the leading receiver for the Patriots. Nick Stein out to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 11 and a first down for Adams Central at their own 48-yard line. So the Patriots first and 10 at their own 48 on the first throw and completion of the night for Adams Central. Patriots come out. Send Stein wide to the left. Jake Johnson wide to the right. Cutterford, the fullback, in front of the tailback, Ryan Bender. Tight end to the right side is Mitch Huffaker. Hand off to Bender to midfield. Hit there. Keeps the legs churning, but not much room there for Bender. He gets 2 to the 50. Second and 8, Patriots at midfield. Center of the field. Smack dab in the center between the hash marks. I wish there are no hash marks on this field. We're at the 50-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go for Adams Central. 2:55 in the clock running in the first quarter. Adams Central 7 and Gehring nothing. 7 to nothing Patriots. Can Stein wide to the left. Johnson wide to the right. Again, it's the I formation. Overmiller calls the signals, rolls to his left, throws a little toss pass to Jake Fowler from the tailback of the 45 to about the 42. The completion there from the tailback position. Fowler sneaks out into the pass pattern and gets it close to a first down. They move it from the 50 to the 43, a pickup of 7 on that little pass play to Jake Fowler. It'll be 3rd and a yard to go. 3rd and a yard at the 43 of Gary. So each team, again, has moved that football against the other's defense. 3rd and a yard, about the 43. Now Maryland and I, three backs line up right behind quarterback Overmiller. Cutterford, the fullback, to the 41, maybe the 40. Should have a first down, number 5 for Adams Central. And we'll see where they spot it. Kyle Cutterford moves it to the 40. It's going to be a pickup of 3 and a first down for Adams Central. First and 10 at the Gehring 40-yard line. So they spot the football, move the chains, start the clock. 2:24, clock running, first quarter. Adams Central 7, Gehring nothing. Again, Maryland I, Johnson, Cutterford, and Bender. Right behind Overmiller. Fake to Bender. Throwing it into the flat. It's going to be caught by Johnson. 35-30. Jake Johnson to the 25. Knocked out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. So from the fullback position, or the first man in the Maryland eye going out and catching that pass is Jake Johnson. Another first down. Move it from the 40 to the Gehring 23-yard line. A pickup of 17 yards on the catch and run there to Jake Johnson. So it's first and 10 at the 23-yard line for Adams Central. Overmiller, 3 out of 3 throwing the ball. The short passing game for the Patriots. And that one was Jake Johnson. First and 10 at the 23. Maryland I, double tight ends. Movement along the line for Adams Central. There's movement on the defensive line, but they can do that. The offensive line moves that time. Illegal procedure on Adams Central will be a 5-yard penalty. Move it back to the 28-yard line of the Bulldogs. First and 15 for Adams Central. 2:02 to go in this first quarter. Up and down the field we've gone here. It's team with 2 possessions. This is the Patriots' 2nd. 5-yard illegal procedure penalty on Adams Central. Moves it back to the 28-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go for Adams Central. And we'll see how that dictates on the play calling here by Bill Carlin and the Patriots staff. On the far sideline, Stein wide to the left. Jake Johnson, the wingback left. Cutterford and Bender in the eye behind Overmiller. Huffaker, the tight end, on the right side. Overmiller hands it to Bender. Bender heads to the left side to the 25-yard line. Knocked down about the 21-yard line or 22. Pretty good gain on first down, getting the penalty yardage back and maybe a yard more. They'll spot it at the 22-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play. So it's going to be second down and about 9 yards to go for Adams Central at the Gehring 22-yard line. So 6 there for Bender. Clock continues to run. We're at 1:35 and counting in the first quarter. 7-0 Adams Central. Second and 9, Patriots at the Gehring 22-yard line. Wing back right side is Johnson this time for Adams Central. Again in the eye. Over Miller rolls to his right, wants to throw. Throws it going to be short, intended for Nick Stein. Third down and 9 to the 22. That one short of Stein, the wide receiver that time, incomplete. Third down and 9, Adams Central at the Gehring 22-yard line. That will stop the clock with 1:19 to go. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Now the fullback Cutterford is out of the ballgame. Fowler and Bender both in there, the two tailbacks for Adams Central. Now Fowler will come to the right. Three wide receivers to the right, Stein, Fowler, and Johnson. Adams Central will be in the shotgun for the first time tonight. Matt Overmiller there, third down and 9 yards to go. Overmiller, good protection, throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Looking for Fowler across the middle, but well short and incomplete. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. So the Patriots short on that throw. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. Adams Central at the Gehring 22-yard line. So the Patriots here kind of out of their field goal range too. They'll be going for it here on fourth and 9 at the 22-yard line. So Adams Central puts themselves in a hole with an illegal procedure penalty. And now face a fourth and 9 at the Gehring 22. Three wide receivers come to the right. Huffaker, the normal tight end, goes wide to the left. So Adams Central sends four wide receivers out. And the shotgun once again is Overmiller. Gets the football. Wants to throw it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted, incomplete anyway. And it'll be the Patriots turning it over on downs. Incomplete on fourth down, and Adams Central turns it over on downs. And the Bulldogs take over first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. So a stop there by the Gehring Bulldogs. So each team has stopped the other on downs. The Bulldogs have missed a field goal. Adams Central has had a long touchdown drive in five plays. So it's still 7-0 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. And out come the Bulldogs. They'll get their third possession of this first quarter. Danny O'Boyle, the junior, leads them out. The coach's son here, Tom O'Boyle of Gehring. His son Danny was a wide receiver last year. His brother was the quarterback. Now Danny moves into the starting quarterback position. Throws it across the right side. It's going to be caught on the play by Gunner Britch. It's Adams Central's defense letting those short passes go for completions. And Britch with the catch there, his third, moves it out to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 8 on the play. Second down and 2 yards to go at the Gehring 30-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup there to Gunner Britch. He's caught three balls. Charlie Haydenfeld's caught three. Dylan Wademan, one. Second and 2 at the 30. Clock runs with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Adams Central. Wide receivers come 2 to the left and 2 to the right. O'Boyle gets the football, rolls to his left, keeps the football, has a first down, stretches it to the 34-yard line. Brandon Hageman makes the tackle, but it'll be a first down for Gehring on the run there by the quarterback, Danny O'Boyle, from the 30 to the 34-yard line. A pickup of 4 and a first down for Gehring. First and 10 Bulldogs at their own 34-yard line. Again, they have shown an ability to move that football, turned away by missed field goal and on downs. They spot the football, move the chains, and start the clock. 15 seconds to go in this first quarter. Barring an incompletion, this will be the last play of the quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Bulldogs. O'Boyle in the shotgun. Gets the football. Keeps the football on the running play to the 40-yard line, to the 41. A pickup maybe of about 7. Good gain there by O'Boyle on the fake to Swanson at the end of the first quarter. That was the last play of the first quarter. And after one quarter, it's Adams Central 7. Gehring nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And with an update from the ESPN Radio Studio, I'm Brad Beam. Two other area teams right now in the lead, Adams Central, or actually St. Cecilia and Hastings High, both with 7-0 leads, and they're both in the second quarter. So now back to Patriot Field for Adams Central with Blaine Bulis.
7-0 here's all three city teams leading 7-0 in the second quarter. We're going to start the second quarter in this play by the Gehring Bulldogs as they'll go from west to east, left to right. Second down, 3 yards to go for the Bulldogs on their own 41-yard line. Adams Central with the only score of the first quarter, 80-yard drive, 5 plays. Kyle Cutterford, 2-yard touchdown run. But Gehring has been in Patriot territory a couple of times and have a first down on this drive. Over center this time is O'Boyle for the first time in the game. Hands off to Swanson. He pushes forward. Again, he's a big 200-pound kid. Gets it close to the first down on the first play with the quarterback O'Boyle over center. Move it out to the 43. Going to be third and about one. A little bit short. 2-yard gain there by Swanson, who has 13 yards rushing. 16 yards on the ground in the game for Gehring. But they have 7 pass completions. 67 yards through the air. Adams Central has rushed for 95 yards and thrown for 35. Third and one at the 43. O'Boyle again in the shotgun. O'Boyle comes this way, can run it or throw it. Heads to the outside, has a first down, runs out of bounds at about the 47-yard line, but it will be a Gehring first down there, 7. First down and 10. So it'll be a first down and 10 yards to go as O'Boyle runs that football out to the 47-yard line. He picks up 4 and a first down. 3-yard pickup there by O'Boyle, and it's first down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their own 47-yard line. And they head for Patriot territory once again. In the shotgun is O'Boyle. He wants to throw straight back, left side. Going to be almost picked off. That would have been a touchdown if it had been caught there by Michael Lindblad. He just dropped it. Lindblad had about 50 yards of grass to run on, but couldn't hang on to it. Second and 10 at the 47. Incomplete. O'Boyle, 7 out of 10 throwing the ball. Unfortunate there, that wasn't intercepted. Second and 10 at the 47. Lindblad is a wide receiver. He just plain dropped it. Second and 10 at the 47. Patriots 4 men up front. O'Boyle gets the football. Flag flies. O'Boyle comes this way. He'll run out of room. He'll run out of bounds at the 47. There is a flag right there where he ran out of bounds. It was dropped before the run out of bounds by Danny O'Boyle. So no gain there. And we'll see what that flag's all about. It's going to be second and long or third and long. It's going to be motion on the Bulldogs. O'Boyle had no gain on the play. It's going to be 3rd and 10 or 2nd and 15, what the Patriots want to do here. Coach Bill Carlin indicates to his team, let's decline this because O'Boyle gained nothing on the run. So it's going to be 3rd down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs at their own 47-yard line. So Patriots decline that motion penalty, force the Bulldogs into a 3rd and long, 3rd and 10 at the 47-yard line. Danny O'Boyle now goes into shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Man in motion is Haydenfeld. O'Boyle runs to his left, wants to throw, has the option to keep the football, does, gets it inside Patriot territory to about the 48-yard line. It's going to be well short of a first down. From the 47 to the Patriot, 49, a pickup of 4. It's going to be 4th down and 6 yards to go on the keeper there by Danny O'Boyle. He had the option of throwing or running and just kept the football. 4th and about 6 yards to go at the Patriot 49. And the Bulldogs are going to have to punt for the first time. This will be our first punt in the ballgame. Charlie Haydenfeld is the punter. And there's a flag. We'll see what this flag's all about. Offside on Adams Central. They lined up in the neutral zone at Adams Central. And they will give 5 yards there to the Bulldogs. That's going to make it 4th down and 1 yard to go. And Tom O'Boyle may say, hey, we're going to go for this thing on 4th and 1 here. We'll see what he wants to do. O'Boyle's going to send in 3 new people, and they're going to bring in those guys off the bench to get their regular offensive line out there, and it's going to be fourth and a yard on that lining up in the neutral zone on that fourth and six. The Patriots cost themselves 5 yards there. Big penalty there on Adams Central. Fourth and about a yard for the Bulldogs at the 44 of Adams Central. So a penalty hurting the Patriots there as it did earlier in this football game on the Bulldogs. Fourth and a yard at the 44 of Adams Central. And out come the Bulldogs going for it here. O'Boyle in the shotgun. Gets the football. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Off Haydenfeld. Off Jake Johnson of Adams Central. Incomplete. And Adams Central will take over first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. So the Patriots kind of dodge a bullet there. That pass incomplete. Off a Bulldog. Off a Patriot. Hits the turf. Incomplete. And for the second time tonight, the Bulldogs turn it over on downs to Adams Central. So Adams Central has kept the Bulldogs off the board, but Gehring has threatened in this ballgame. They just haven't been able to break through on the board. First and 10, Adams Central at their own 44-yard line. Maryland, three backs behind the quarterback, Overmiller. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter, 7-0 Patriots. Double tight end. Overmiller turns. Hands the football. Third man through is Fowler to the 50 inside Gehring territory to about the 47-yard line. A pretty good gain there. Real good gain, in fact, by Jake Fowler, the sophomore, the 47. He got about nine on the play. We'll call it second and about a yard to go. So nine there for Fowler. Second and about a yard at the 47-yard line of Gehring for Adams Central. So 9 on first down, 9:33, clock running, period number 2, Patriots 7, Bulldogs nothing. Maryland I double tight end. Overmiller turns, hands it off to Fowler once again, has a first down, 45-40, 35-30, still on his feet, hanging on by the shirt and making the tackle is Dylan Wademan. He got a hold of Fowler's shirt and held on and pulled Jake down at the 19-yard line, a pickup of 28 yards. And a first down. Fowler, a 28-yard pickup. He could not get out of the grasp of Wademan, and Dylan brings him down, but Jake Fowler gets 28 yards and a first down to the 19-yard line of Gehring. So Adams Central, first and 10 at the 19, trying to go in for the second time tonight. Early here in period number 2. Again, Maryland tied in. Overmiller hands off to Cutterford, the fullback, straight up the middle inside the 15, inside the 10. Looks like about 11 yards. Should be another Patriot first down. Kyle Cutterford, the junior fullback, straight up over center Tommy Ehlers to the 9-yard line. And a pickup. They're going to call this one. They're going to measure this one, are the officials. There's 9.5 or 10 yards there on that run by Cutterford. Straight up the middle over center and guards. We'll see what this measurement shows. And it's going to be a first and goal at the 9-yard line. A pickup of 10 there by Cutterford. First and goal at the 9-yard line for Adams Central. First and goal at the 9-yard line. So Cutterford got 10 there. He's rushed for 20. Bender has 75. Fowler 47 for Adams Central. Bender had a 58-yard run on the first play from scrimmage tonight. Out they come. Wingback right is Johnson. Eye formation behind Overmiller. First and goal at the 9 for Adams Central. Overmiller turns, hands it to Bender. Moves inside the 5, maybe to the 4. They'll spot at the 4 or 5. It's going to be second down and goal from there. At the 5, pick up a 4. Second and goal at the 5-yard line. Bender gets 4 on that first down run. Second and goal at the 5. No turnovers in this game. Patriots 3 penalties for 25 yards. Gehring only 1 penalty for 10. That penalty was in their second drive and hurt the Bulldogs at that point. They turned it over on downs later. Second and goal at the 5 for the Patriots. Maryland I stacked behind Overmiller to Bender. Skips inside, will get close to and into the end zone for the touchdown. Ryan Bender, a 5-yard touchdown run. And Adams Central leads 13-0 and extra point pending here. 5-yard touchdown run for Ryan Bender. Exactly 4 minutes gone, 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So 5 and a touchdown for Bender. 56-yard drive that time by Adams Central. Kyle Goldenstein will try the extra point out of the hold of Jake Johnson. Tommy Ehlers is the snapper, the center, the offensive center for the Patriots. Goldenstein to try the extra point. There's the snap down. Goldenstein's kick is up, and it is going to be good, and the Patriots have a 14-0 lead. So we'll take a timeout with exactly 8 minutes to go in period number two. It's Adams Central 14, Garing nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
ESPN Superstation SportsCenter.
Quick scoring update from the ESPN studios. St. Cecilia now leading Ravenna 10-0. Hastings High still leading Scotts Bluff 7-0. And it's 14-0 at Patriot Field. Here's Blaine Bulis.
Adams Central to kick off after their second five-play drive that resulted in a touchdown. This one was 56 yards, and Ryan Bender covers the final five for the touchdown. Kyle Goldenstein, second extra point, good. 14-0, Adams Central with the lead. But a lot of time in this second quarter yet, and the Garing Bulldogs have been in Patriot territory three times tonight. They just haven't scored. They missed a field goal, turned it over on downs twice, but they have moved the football through the air, especially tonight, and Goldenstein to kick off. Does for the Patriots. Line drive kick is going to be caught at about the 16-yard line. Swanson heads to the left side, gets it out to about the 30, near the 33-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will start. Good field position there on the return by Josh Swanson at the 34-yard line of Garing. First down and 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs. The junior, Danny O'Boyle, is the quarterback. Josh Swanson, the senior running back, will be back there. They've had Charlie Haydenfeld, Gunner Britch, Dylan Wademan, Grant Remington at wide receiver. Send two to the left, one to the right. O'Boyle will be in the shotgun. He's been there all but one play tonight. First and 10 at the 34. Handoff goes to Swanson. Good hole this time. To midfield to the 40. He may go tripped up at midfield inside Patriot territory once again. Josh Swanson tripped up there, but goes down at the 46-yard line. But a good pickup there to the Adams Central 46. A 20-yard run there by Swanson. O'Boyle keeps that football in the belly of Swanson to the last second. Either keeps it or let Swanson have it, and Swanson got it that time and rambled 20 yards and a first down to the Patriot 46-yard line. This offensive unit has to have a lot of confidence due to the Bulldogs. They haven't scored, but they have been close. They're down two scores here. Handoff goes to Swanson once again. Another big hole inside the 35-yard line and another first down. So two first downs on two plays, a run there from Swanson, the 46 to the 34-yard line, a pickup of 12 there by Swanson, and a first down. First down and 10 at the Adams Central 34-yard line. Spot the football, move the chain, start the clock, 7:20, clock running. Second quarter, Adams Central 14, Garing nothing. First and 10, Bulldogs at the Patriot 34-yard line. And the shotgun is O'Boyle. As the football wants to throw this time, does across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted. Almost intercepted by the Patriots' Kyle Cutiford. He could have had that one, and then incomplete to Charlie Haydenfeld. And Cutiford, who almost intercepted, might have blocked Haydenfeld's view of the football. And after Cutiford couldn't handle it, neither could Haydenfeld. And he might have had a little obstructed view as that one went out of the hands of Cutiford. And Haydenfeld couldn't hang on. Second and 10 at the 34-yard line for the Bulldogs. The Adams Central 34. 12 throws, 7 completions for O'Boyle. In the shotgun again. O'Boyle wants to throw, has the blitz. They pick it up near sideline, in the air. Football's going to be incomplete. Gunner Britch almost goes over the top of Brady Hoffman to make a great catch. He just couldn't hang on, and it's incomplete. But a great effort there by Britch. Hoffman on the coverage. And Gunner went up to catch it and almost brought it down. Incomplete, third and 10 at the Patriot 34. As the Bulldogs go for the six there. And Britch almost hauled it in at the five. Third down and 10, Gehring at the 34-yard line. The Bulldogs have turned it over twice on downs, and they're in four-down territory here. They send two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. O'Boyle in the shotgun. Gets that football. Keeps the football. This time going to be brought down for a loss. Faked at the Swanson that time. The Patriots there on the defense, and it's going to be fourth down. Back at the 35-yard line, there is a flag on the play. There's a one-yard loss in the run. It'll be fourth and 11. It's going to be a hold on the Bulldogs. We'll see what Adam Center wants to do here. It's going to be fourth and 11, or third and about 20. So a hold indicated on the Bulldogs and the Patriots. What do they want to do here? They're talking with the captains. And they will take the 10-yard penalty from the 35 to the 45-yard line. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty. It's going to be third down. And they have to get to the 24 at the 45. So it'll be a 23rd and 21 yards to go at the Adams Central 45. So the 10-yard penalty from the 35 to the 45. The Bulldogs have to get to the 24. It's going to be third and 21 at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. So the Bulldogs here, third and 21. 6:35, clock running, second quarter, 14-0 Adams Central. O'Boyle wants to throw, throws it to the near side, and it's going to be intercepted this time by Brady Hoffman at the 35-40, 45-50. Inside the 50-yard line, just inside of the 50, and the tackle there by Gunner Britch. Brady Hoffman with the interception. And the Patriots get the football on the first turnover of this game. That's the third interception of the year for Brady Hoffman, and Adams Central will take over. From the 35, Hoffman, a 17-yard return to the 48-yard line of Gehring, and that's where the Patriots will start, first and 10 at the Gehring 48-yard line on the interception and 17-yard run by Brady Hoffman. Again, his third interception of the year for Adams Central. So the Patriots get the first turnover of the game on the Hoffman interception. First and 10, Patriots at the Gehring 48. Out they come with two wide receivers out. Overmiller wants to throw, does on the far sideline. Into coverage, it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Nick Stein, and incomplete. Second down and 10, Adams Central. Overmiller, 3 out of 7, throwing the ball for 35 yards. Second and 10, Patriots at the Gehring 48-yard line. 6:17 to go in our second quarter. Adams Central with one touchdown in each quarter. But Gehring with four visits in Patriot territory. Missed field goal, turned over on downs twice, interception by the Patriots. Second and 10 at the 48. Adams Central would like nothing more than to kill some clock and score here and go up by three touchdowns. Maryland I hand off the Bender to the 45-yard line, a pickup maybe of three. It's going to be third down and long for Adams Central at the Gehring 45-yard line, a pickup of only three there. Third and 7. Bender with 87 yards rushing, third and 7 at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Adams Central in their home blue tops, the gray pants, the blue helmets. Here at Patriot Field, the third of four home games this year for Adams Central. Their last one will be homecoming against McCook in about 3 weeks. Third and 7 at the 45 for the Patriots at the Gehring 45. Maryland I, third and 7. Double tight ends over Miller. Hands it off to Fowler. Jake Fowler, the 45. Inside the 40, still on his feet to the 35. That's going to be enough for a first down. As Jake Fowler kind of squeezed through not much room and moved it from the 45 to the 35. A pickup of 10 on that third and 7 play and a first down. So a 10-yard pickup by Fowler on that third and 7. And Adams Central gets their 10th first down. And it's first and 10 at the Gehring 35-yard line. So a big third down conversion by the Patriots. Maryland I, double tight end, over Miller. Hands it off to Fowler. Spins as he's hit. Gets maybe one or two. Second and long coming up for Adams Central. They will spot that football on the 34. Pickup of only one. Second down and 9 yards to go. 5 minutes and counting in the second quarter. Adams Central leading 14-0. This is an important time for both these teams. If Adams Central can get up by three touchdowns, they will be in great shape for the second half. If the Bulldogs can hold and get the football back and get points on the board, they're right back in the game. And they're far from out of it as is. Huffaker wide to the left, wide to the right is Johnson. I formation, second and nine. Over Miller to Bender. Off right guard and tackle inside the 30. It's going to be third and short coming up. A pickup maybe of five or six on the play. And it's at the 29-yard line, a pickup of five. It's going to be third and four for the Patriots at the 29-yard line. Bender with 92 yards rushing. It's third and four, though, for the Patriots at the 29 of Gehring. Both these teams 2-2 coming off losses. Patriots coming off two losses in a row. Third and four at the 29. Can they stack them up in what's called the Maryland eye with three backs lined up? In an eye behind Overmiller. It's to Bender, off right tackle. Far side, keeps the feet going. He's pushed out of bounds near the 26-yard line, and it's going to be very close to a first down, and we'll see where they actually spot the footballs. Bender was knocked out of bounds. Looks like it would be a first down if it's at the 26, and it's going to be, they say, fourth down. Fourth and short. At the, we'll call it the 26, so a pickup of only three. Didn't get four. It would have been a first down. Fourth and inches at the 26-yard line for Adams Central. Big play in the game here. Fourth and inches at the 26 of Gehring. They come out in the Maryland eye. Over Miller's over center. Sets them down. Hand off to Cutiford. Cutiford will get the first down inside the 25. The fullback, the second man through this time, Kyle Cutiford, has the 11th Patriot first down. From the 26, they spotted at the 22-yard line, a pickup of four and a first down for Adams Central. So Cutiford gets four and the first down. He needed less than a half yard and got four on the play. First and 10 at the 22. 3:38, clock runs now after the spotting of the football. First and 10 at the 22-yard line. Two wide receivers out this time for Adams Central. They're in the nigh. Handoff goes to Fowler. Fowler inside the 20-yard line, maybe three on the play, but the Patriots eat up clock here as they try to go in to score. They spot the football on the 20. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go. A pickup of two there by Jake Fowler, the sophomore. Adams Central, 179 yards running in the first half. Second and eight now at the 20 of Gehring. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 14-0, Adams Central leading. Johnson wide to the right, Stein wide to the left. Cutiford and Fowler in the eye behind quarterback Overmiller. Second and eight at the 20. Overmiller wants to throw across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Jake Johnson, couldn't hang on. And it's third and eight at the 20. And also stops the clock with 2:42 to go. Third and eight coming up for Adams Central. So the Patriots may be in two down territory here. But this is a momentum changer here also. Could be for the Bulldogs if they can hold the Patriots out of here and get a turnover on downs if it comes to that, or force a turnover. They'll have some momentum with still time in this first half. Third and eight at the 20. Adams Central out in the eye. Overmiller drops back, wants to throw, swings it out to Fowler. Fowler inside the 20. He's going to be a short gain, maybe of three or four, and it's going to be fourth down coming up for Adams Central. And we'll see what they want to do here. The little swing pass there to Jake Fowler. Moved it from the 20-yard line. They'll spot it at the 17, a pickup of only three, and it's going to be fourth down and about 5 yards to go at the 17-yard line. So fourth and about five for Adams Central. They'll go for it here on a fourth and five at the Gehring 17. Clock runs with 2:12 to go. But Gehring has moved that football on, throwing the football. And now Adams Central will take a timeout here as this fourth down call will be coming. We'll take a timeout. 2:08 to go first half. Adams Central 14, Gehring nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550. This is KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central leading here 14-0 over Gehring. Adams Central has the football at the Gehring 17, but it is fourth down and 5 yards to go. The Patriots in a timeout here. Each team has used one. Gehring has been in Patriot territory four times tonight, but hasn't scored, so this is a big play. The Bulldogs, if they can stop the Patriots, will have the momentum and will have the football and time to move down the field. Adams Central, if they can get the first down, will keep control of the ball and have a chance to go in and go up by 3 scores before halftime. So a big play here, fourth and five at the 17. Adams Central comes out, Johnson wide to the left, Cutiford and Bender in the eye. Overmiller, the quarterback, Stein goes wide to the right. Fourth and five at the 17. Here we go with 2:08 to go. Overmiller turns, hands it off to Bender. He's going to be hit, keeps on his feet, and has a first down. Bender, does he fumble the football? Nope, stays on his feet near the five. Ryan Bender was hit near the line of scrimmage, but kept the legs going, bounced off that tackle, and a nice, strong run there. Down to the 5-yard line. So a pickup of 12 and a first and goal at the 5-yard line. A pickup of 12 there by Bender on that fourth down play. 2:03 to go, and Gehring takes a timeout. So the Bulldogs are going to try to gather themselves here. On this first and goal coming up for the Patriots, let's take a timeout with 2:03 to go first half. Adams Central 14, Gehring nothing, back in 30 seconds.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
And with a quick scoring update from the studio, it's looking like a good homecoming at Lloyd Wilson Field, that is. Hastings High leading 17-0 against Scott Bluff nearing the half, and it's still 10-0 in Ravenna as St. Cecilia out on top. Now back to Patriot Field and sportscaster Blaine Bulis.
Well, thank you, Brad. Yeah, good night. The way it looks over Lloyd Wilson for Hastings High leading 17-0. We're here at Patriot Field, 2:03 to go in the first half. Adams Central with the football. They have it first and goal at the Gehring 5, leading here 14-0. Gehring just used its second timeout. It's first and goal at the 5-yard line. And a big sequence here, 5 yards for the Patriots to go up by 3 scores here. High formation, handoff goes to Bender over right guard. He will get into the end zone for the touchdown. Ryan Bender, a 5-yard touchdown run, and Adams Central leads it 20-0. Another 5-yard run by Bender, and Adams Central puts its third long drive together. This one a 48-yard drive after the interception by Brady Hoffman. And Ryan Bender, a 5-yard touchdown run, 1:58 to go here in this first half. Kyle Goldenstein to try the extra point. Goldenstein will try to get his third extra point of the night. On the hold of Jake Johnson, 20-0 Adams Central. There is the snap. It is down. Goldenstein's kick is a line drive that goes straight through. And Adams Central with the lead now, 21-0. So again, we'll take another timeout with 1:58 to go before halftime. Adams Central 21, Gehring nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Back at Patriots Field, Adams Central to kick off. For the fourth time in this game, they started the game by kicking off, and the Bulldogs do believe, did win the toss, took the football. So Adam Central will probably get that football to start the second half. So this could be a very important last 1:58 of this game for the Bulldogs to try to get some momentum going into the halftime, down 21 to nothing. Again, they've been able to move the football. They turn it over on downs twice in Patriot territory, missed a field goal, and had an interception. They have been there, just nothing to show for it yet, and Goldenstein to kick off, and he's been kicking them kind of short tonight, so the Bulldogs have been getting pretty good field position on these kickoffs. This one's also short. It's going to be caught about the 30-yard line, coming to the near sideline. Trying to get maybe almost out of bounds is Dylan Wolf. Got that short kick and moved it out to the Gehring. It looks like about the 32-yard line. So that's where the Bulldogs will start. They have one timeout left, but they have completed seven passes in this game. Charlie Haydenfeld's caught three. Gunnar Britch has caught three. And Dylan Wademan has caught one. So it's first and 10 at the Gehring 32-yard line in the shotgun. 1:53 to go and one timeout. Taking the handoff and keeping the football. Zoe Boyle has good running room to about the 45-yard line. Has a first down. First and 10 from the 32 out to the 44. A pickup of 12 by quarterback Danny O'Boyle on the good fake there. First and 10 at the Gehring 44-yard line. They'll move the chains, spot the football, start the clock as he stayed in bounds there. Again, they have only one timeout to work with. 1:45 and the clock runs here in the second quarter. First and 10, Bulldogs at their own 44-yard line. Handoff is kept by O'Boyle. Didn't hand it off. The tackle there by Mitch Huffaker to the 47 there. Pick up a three on the play. A quarterback O'Boyle again, he faked it into the belly of Swanson, kept the football, and O'Boyle gets three. But Huffaker there on the tackle. Second and 7, Bulldogs at the 47-yard line. 1:20, clock continues to run here in the second period of play. Second and 7, Bulldogs at their own 47. 21 to nothing, Adams Central. Handoff this time to Swanson. Has a first down inside Patriot territory. 11th first down for the Bulldogs. Move it to the Adams Central. 42-yard line, a pickup of 11 on the play by Josh Swanson. Again, he is a big fella, about 200 pounds and a senior. First and 10 at the 42. A pickup of 11 on the play for Swanson. First and 10 at the 42, 1 minute to go in the first half. O'Boyle now in the shotgun. Hands the football off to Swanson. He's grabbed by the shirt. He gets it to the 35-yard line. So the Patriots grabbing a shirt there on the run there, and they get Josh Swanson to the turf. 7-yard pickup and a timeout. Gehring, their third and final one. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. Josh Swanson got 7 there to the Patriot 35-yard line. Second down and 3 yards to go at the 35-yard line. So the third and final timeout taken by the Gehring Bulldogs with 46 seconds to go in the first half. And for the fifth time this half, the Bulldogs are in Patriot territory. Again, they missed a field goal, turned it over on downs, had an interception by Brady Hoffman of Adams Central. Hoffman's interception turned into the Patriots' third touchdown. And the Bulldogs have it once again in Adams Central territory. It's second down, 3 yards to go at the Adams Central 35-yard line. As the Bulldogs have used their third and final timeout of this first half. Out they come back, out on the field. Second and 3 at the 35. Again, Swanson, the big running back, has galloped for 63 now. O'Boyle handles that football very well, either keeping it or handing off to Swanson. O'Boyle keeps the football this time, has it straight up the middle. Good run inside to the 25. Going to be a horse collar tackle on the Patriots. And that's going to move it down further down the field on the horse collar penalty by Adams Central at the 25-yard line. That's going to be a first down, but boy, a horse collar penalty. And it was a pretty severe one. The helmet went off quarterback Danny O'Boyle, and he's still on the turf. That was a wicked hit. O'Boyle is up now, coming to the near sideline at the 15. A gain there of 20 yards by O'Boyle. And they're going to tack on some more yards here at the 25. A personal foul on Adam Siddle on that horse collar tackle. That'll move the Bulldogs from the 25 on the penalty there. That'll move it half the distance to the 12-yard line. A pickup there from the 25 down to the 12-yard line. A penalty there half the distance of 13 yards. At the 12-yard line, first down and 10 for Gehring at the 12-yard line. And we have a new quarterback as Josh Swanson's going to take. Charlie Haydenfeld's going to take the snaps now as O'Boyle had to come to the near sideline. Haydenfeld turns, will hand that football, keeping the football is Swanson. They handed it off to Swanson. Clock runs as there's no timeouts for the Bulldogs here as they have to hurry now with the clock running. At the 12, no gain, second and 10 at the 12. In the shotgun, Haydenfeld wants to throw, does on the near side. It's going to be caught, stepping out of bounds. Is Gunner Bridge about the 7-yard line, so quickly he's out of bounds. Pickup of about 5, third and 5 at the 7-yard line. So the quick toss there, Haydenfeld to Bridge. Is a third down and 5 at the 7, and on to try a 23-yard field goal. Is going to be Gunner Brinch here. Ball is kicked. It's going to be up there. It looks like it is going to be good. And it is good. And kicking that 27-yard field goal is Daniel Nisser for the Bulldogs. And it's 21-3. So the Bulldogs do get on the board. Daniel Nisser. Kicks the field goal to make it 21-3. And the Bulldogs get on the board here before halftime. So that field goal, a 23-yarder, and it's 21-3. Again, we'll keep it here during this timeout with 9 seconds to go. So a momentum builder there for the Gehring Bulldogs. 21-3 on the field goal by Nisser. 21-3. So a good job there by Haydenfeld as he got a 5-yard pickup. The receiver got out of bounds, and the field goal was good. 21-3. With Danny O'Boyle injured on that tackle late in this first half. And the Bulldogs to kick off here from left to right. 21-3, Adams Central with 6.2 seconds to go. Adam Center will get the football. And just want to fall on this one and get this first half over with the lead here. Tyler Wallace to kick off for the Gehring Bulldogs. It's 21-3. Now Wallace will kick that football, kicks it along the ground, and falling on the football at the 35-yard line is Adam Central's Calvin Ott, and that's where the Patriots will have it, and they'll probably put the knee down with 4 seconds to go and end this first half. So Adam Central will have one play here. The 35-yard line. Overmiller will come over center. They're in the eye, but they're going to do nothing here but probably put the knee down. And Overmiller goes down with the knee, and that'll end the first half. So we played the first two quarters here at Patriot Field. It's Adam Central 21 and Gehring 3. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And welcome back to Patriot Field. We're at halftime of this Adams Central Gehring football game. Adams Central leads it by the score of 21-3, but the Gehring Bulldogs score on a field goal late in that first half. With 9 seconds to go after the injury to their quarterback, Daniel Boyle, they move it close enough to get a field goal from Daniel Nisser of 23 yards and cut the Patriot lead to 21-3. Even though it's 21-3, it's a precarious lead for Adams Central because the Bulldogs have been in Patriot territory five times and have only the 3 points to show for. But on the other side of the coin, Adams Central has put together three pretty good drives to score three touchdowns. In the first half, they've kind of dominated the line of scrimmage up front when they have had the football and have scored three touchdowns in the game. The Gehring Bulldogs got the football first and got a pass interference penalty on the Patriots on the first play from scrimmage to get them on their way. That 15-yarder moved the Bulldogs to near midfield. They drive all the way down to the Patriot 15, miss a 32-yard field goal. Adams Central got the football on the first offensive play by the Patriots. Ryan Bender goes 58 yards on a run, and the Patriots were on their way to their first touchdown. They went 80 yards in five plays, and Kyle Cutterford, the fullback, a 2-yard touchdown run for the first score of the game. Kyle Goldenstein kicked the extra point. Adams Central led 7-0 at the 7:08 mark of period number one. It was 7-0 Patriots after one, but the Bulldogs got it into Patriot territory in their next two possessions, but turned it over on downs as they had the football. Adams Central scored two touchdowns in the second quarter. Ryan Bender, a 5-yard run, completing a 56-yard five-play drive, 14-0 after Goldenstein's extra point with exactly 8 minutes to go in the first half. Adams Central then got an interception from Brady Hoffman on Gehring's fourth possession in Patriot territory. Brady Hoffman with the interception. That led to another Ryan Bender 5-yard touchdown run after the interception by Hoffman and his return to the 48. Patriots go 48 yards in 12 plays. 5-yard run. Ryan Bender on the touchdown run. Goldenstein another extra point. 21-0 Adams Central with 1:58 to go in the first half of play. And Bender, a big run on a fourth down play there, setting up the Patriots for the touchdown there, and Bender scores it from 5 yards out. 21-0 Patriots. But the Bulldogs came back and got some strong running from Josh Swanson near the first half, working with one timeout. Got the injury to O'Boyle as he was taken down on a harsh collar tackle, a penalty on the Patriots, and O'Boyle had to lead the game, and the senior Charlie Haydenfeld had to come in and play quarterback. He got one completion after a no gain on the running play. One completion moved the ball down to the 7, and then the field goal by Daniel Nisser of 23 yards by the Bulldogs with 9 seconds to go. So they get a little momentum going into halftime and get on the board after their fifth try in Patriot territory in the first half. Nisser's 23-yard field goal makes the halftime score 21-3 in favor of the Adams Central Patriots. But again, it seems a lot closer than 21-3, 18 points in the game, and the Bulldogs won the toss and elected to receive the football in this first half of play. So Adams Central is going to get the football to start the second half, as they will have the option, and they will, I'm sure, take the football and try to get the running game going. And Adams Central has done a good job running the football. Unofficially, we have them for 196 rushing yards in that first half. So Adams Central has kind of dominated the line of scrimmage, and that's something the Patriots wanted to do. They wanted to get back in the running game. They wanted to get some stops defensively also in this game, and they've gotten a couple of those, forcing the Bulldogs to turn over on downs a couple of times in that first half in Patriot territory. So Adams Central with the lead here of 21-3 here at halftime. Let's take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you some more numbers individually and team totals in this first half with the score, Adams Central 21 and Gehring 3. We'll talk more in 2 minutes.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam with a scoring update from around the city. Hastings High playing their homecoming game against Scotts Bluff. Hastings High Tigers now are into the third quarter, just after halftime, leading 17-0. Also, just after halftime into the third, in Ravenna, St. Cecilia Blue Hawks playing the Ravenna Blue Jays. The Blue Hawks, St. Cecilia has it 17-0 as well. We now go back to halftime at Patriot Field, where the Patriots are leading. Here's Blaine Bulis with more.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad Beam, and welcome back to Patriot Field in Hastings. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. It's Adams Central 21 and Gehring 3 here at halftime. So Hastings High pitching is shut out in the third quarter. St. Cecilia the same over at Ravenna. And Adams Central had one until the final 9 seconds of that first half. The field goal by the Gehring Bulldogs is 21-3 Patriots here at halftime. Okay, some totals for you, some yardage situations here. Everybody always wants to know what the stats are, and Adams Central has 196 yards rushing in that first half. Ryan Bender, 112 yards on the ground, but 58 of those on the first play from scrimmage for the Patriots. Bender with 112. Jake Fowler, the sophomore, has rushed for 60 yards. Kyle Cutterford, the fullback, has rushed for 24 yards for Adams Central in this game. 196 yards rushing for Adams Central. Matt Overmiller with 4 completions for 45 yards throwing the ball. 4 out of 9 throwing the ball for Overmiller for 45 yards. So the Patriots with 1 catch from Nick Stein for 11, 1 for Jake Johnson for 17, 2 by Jake Fowler for 17 in that first half. 196 on the ground, 45 throwing for Adams Central. 241 total yards in the first half for the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central in that first half with 12 first downs. They were penalized four times for 38 yards. No turnovers on the Patriots in that first half of play. And they got touchdowns from Kyle Cutterford and two from Ryan Bender, Kyle Goldenstein with three extra points. Adams Central leading 21-3. For the Gehring Bulldogs, only two guys have carried the football, and that's pretty much the situation with Gehring. Josh Swanson, the running back, 63 yards on the ground for Gehring, and quarterback Daniel Boyle, 45 yards rushing, so 108 yards on the ground for the Gehring Bulldogs. O'Boyle has seven completions in 13 throws in this football game, 7 out of 13 in the first half for O'Boyle. Again, he goes down on a tackle by one of the Patriots, a horse collar type tackle, a personal foul called on the play for that type of tackle that set up that field goal late in the game. But O'Boyle did come off under his own power, and hopefully he'll be back and ready to play in this second half. But he had seven completions in 13 throws, three catches for Charlie Haydenfield for 36 yards. And Haydenfield also had to come in and play quarterback and threw one ball, one out of one throwing. Gunnar Britsch has five catches in the first half. 41 yards for Britsch, one catch for Dylan Wayman for eight. So eight completions for O'Boyle in 14 throws and one completion for Haydenfield. Haydenfield has caught three for 36. Britsch, three catches for 41 yards and one catch for Dylan Wayman for 8 yards in the first half. 108 rushing, 85. We'll add that receiving up once again. 36, 47, 51, 59. 95 yards. 95 yards throwing the football for the Gehring Bulldogs. They have 108 rushing, 95 throwing. So 203 yards of total offense for the Gehring Bulldogs here in the first half. So Adams Central with the lead here by the score of 21-3. After our play-by-play, stay tuned here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. We'll have the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning here on 1550. We'll name our Patriots player of the game. Then after that, the coach's post-game show, The Coach Speaks. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated is our sponsor for that program. Stay tuned for all of that after the play-by-play here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. And then later on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Get you caught up on all the local area state football finals and what's going on in football action tonight. Have a preview of the Hastings College football game tomorrow. The Broncos hosting the number one team in the nation, the Sioux Falls Cougars, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock on Lloyd Wilson Field. Pregame at 12:15 on 1230 KHS Radio tomorrow. Again, number one ranked Sioux Falls at Lloyd Wilson Field, winners of 32 consecutive games, two consecutive national championships. So the number one team in the nation on Lloyd Wilson Field tomorrow against the Broncos. Get out there and support the Broncos if you can. 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. All Bronco coverage on KHS this season, as it always is. And 12:15 pregame tomorrow. The Nebraska Cornhuskers go for victory number 4. They'll be hosting South Dakota State tomorrow night, 6 o'clock in Lincoln. You can hear that football game, as you can all Husker action, on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. 1 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff in Lincoln tomorrow, the Huskers and South Dakota State. So college football for you tomorrow, and a lot of high school football going on tonight, and we'll hear about a lot of local and area high school football games on that CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show later on tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. Adams Central with the lead here at halftime by the score of 21-3. The Patriots with two touchdowns from Ryan Bender, one from Kyle Cutterford, a Daniel Nisser 23-yard field goal for the Gehring Bulldogs, as Adams Central leads it by the score of 21-3, but the Bulldogs did score with 9 seconds to go to make it 21-3 here at halftime. So Adams Central with the lead, and looks like they're going to get the football to start this a second half of play. But they're going to put a few more minutes up on the clock for the players to loosen up and get ready for the second half. So we'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have the third period of play for you with the halftime score. Adams Central 21, Gehring 3. We'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Sidelined from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
The third quarter about to begin, and Adams Central will get the football to start this third period of play. And kicking off is going to be Tyler Wallace for the Gehring Bulldogs. 21-3, Patriots with the lead over the Bulldogs. But again, it's 18 points, but it seems closer. The Bulldogs with only 3 points to show for their 5 excursions into Patriot territory. But Adams Central had 3 pretty good drives, and one after the only turnover of the first half. After Brady Hoffman's interception, the Patriots go 48 yards for their third score. And a big fourth down rushing play. Fourth down play got them closer to the goal line, and they go in to score. As we have almost a full moon in our sky on a beautiful Friday night in Hastings. Fowler goes back and Stein goes back for Adams Central, so they'll get the football. So the Patriots will have a chance to see if they can continue to try to rush that football, as they've got 196 on the ground in the first half. And the officially 108 and... 108. Here's the kickoff. Nick Stein will catch the football at the 12-yard line, to the 15, to the 20, 25, to the 30. There's 3 flags hitting the turf as Stein is knocked out of bounds on the far sideline outside the 40, but probably legal block on the Patriots. Adams Central had 241 yards total offense in the first half, 193 for the Bulldogs. And on that kickoff return, an obvious block by illegal block by the Patriots. 3 flags on the turf. That only means a block in the back or an illegal block by Adams Central will move that football back, and Adams Central will start deep in their own territory. There's a flag on about the 25, the 27, and moves it down to the 17-yard line. That's where Adams Central will start, 1st and 10 on their 17. So a block in the back on Adams Central to start this third quarter. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. 1st down and 10 Patriots at their own 17-yard line. Matt Overmiller will be the quarterback. Kyle Cutterford the fullback. Ryan Bender the tailback. Wide to the left is Mitch Huffaker. I formation, wide receivers to each side of the field. First and 10 at the 17. Handoff goes to Bender. Hit behind the line. Bounces off there to the 20. 25 on his feet. Still tripped up. Goes down about the 45. And Bender a half step away from turning that into an 83-yard touchdown. Just tripped up. He gets it out to the 45-yard line. A 28-yard pickup. Bender bounced off the first tackler. 28-yard run there and 140 yards on the ground by Bender. His first run from scrimmage, first play on offense for Adams Central was a 58-yard run by Bender. This one was a 28-yard run, 140 on the ground for Bender. First and 10 on the Patriot 45-yard line, and Bender almost broke that one on the first play from scrimmage. Two wide receivers out, I formation. Adams Central going to be content maybe to run that football if they can. Cutiford, the fullback, right up the middle, maybe four or five on the play to near midfield. They'll call it midfield to pick up a five for Kyle Cutiford. Cutiford now with 29 yards rushing. Jake Fowler has 60 and Ryan Bender 140. 229 yards on the ground for the Patriots. Second and five at midfield. Adam Center will be quite content to run that football, take time off the clock, and move it into the end zone if possible. And they would be up 28-3. But that's the goal. Now we'll see which team can execute better here. Second and five at midfield. Overmiller turns. The toss goes to Fowler. Far side, 50, 45, 40-yard line. Pulled down inside the 40 at about the 38-yard line. Another first down for Adams Central. 14 for the Patriots in the game. And Fowler pulled down at the 38-yard line. A pickup of 12 there for Jake Fowler and a first down at the Gehring 38-yard line. Adams Central again up front. Tackles are Kevin Holen and Max Meyer. Zach Hollister, Skyler Hunt at the guards. Tommy Ehlers, the center. Ashton Dirks also plays offensive guard. Micah Lindblad has played tight end. Mitch Huffaker, tight end also. Lindblad, Huffaker now goes wide to the right. Lindblad is a tight end to the left. Jake Johnson wide to the left. Fowler is the tailback. And Bender now is the fullback. Bender blocks for Fowler, and he's pulled down inside the 20, inside the 35. Pretty good gain there by Jake Fowler. The Patriots have not turned the football over. They want to keep possession if possible. Moved it from the 38 to the 32. A pickup of six on the play for Fowler. Second and 4 yards to go for the Patriots at the Gehring 32-yard line. 9:50 to go in the third quarter. 21-3, Adams Central leading. Maryland I now with Johnson, Bender, and Fowler in the eye behind the quarterback. Over Miller, handoff to Fowler. Cuts it back against the grain inside the 25. Another first down on the run there by Jake Fowler from the 32-yard line to the 22. A pickup of 10 more for Fowler. And it's a first down and 10 yards to go for Adams Central at the Gehring 22-yard line. Adams Central started at their own 17 here. They have an 80, 56, and 48-yard drive here in this game. 9:25, third quarter, first and 10 at the 22. Maryland I, three stack behind Overmiller, double tight end. And a whistle as this play starts, and there's going to be a flag flying, and somebody must have jumped. And it's going to be illegal procedure on Adams Central, so that'll push the Patriots back 5 yards. Back to the 27-yard line of Gehring, first and 15. So the Patriots put themselves in a bit of a hole here, first and 15 at the 27-yard line. Patriots, six penalties tonight. Two on Gehring, both holds, but six on the Patriots. So out comes Adams Central, first and 15 at the 27 of Gehring. Again, it's the Maryland I. Third man through is Bender, 25, hit there, but pushes his way forward for five or six on first down. From the 27-yard line, they'll move it down to about the 21, a pickup of six on the play, second and 9 yards to go. Six there for Bender. He has 146 in the game, second and nine at the 21-yard line. Clock running with 8:37 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-3, Adams Central leading. Again, Maryland I, everybody stacked in tight. Handoff goes to Bender, left side, off tackle, tripped up. Got three or four, nice tackle on the play there by Josh Swanson. Third down from the 21-yard line, about the 17, a pickup of four for Bender. Third down and about 5 yards to go at the 17-yard line for Adams Central. It's a big third down play here. The Patriots trying to control the football, knock some time off the clock, get into the end zone, make it a four-score game. Third and five at the 17. Again, Maryland High, everybody in tight, all the defensive players. Within about 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. It goes to Bender, off right tackle. Has maybe three or four of those five, and it's going to be fourth down and short. So another big play coming up here. The football's about the 13-yard line, a pickup of four. It's going to be fourth down and a yard to go for Adams Central. So a big fourth down play coming up. Fourth and a yard at the 13. So this could be, up to this point, this is the biggest play of this football game because there's 7:20 to go. Momentum could shift here with a stop by the Bulldogs. Fourth and one at the 13, Maryland High. Handoff Cutiford, the fullback. Looks like he has the first down running into the 10-yard line. It's going to be a first down Patriots. From the 13 to the, we're going to spot it, what, right on the 10-yard line, a pickup of three and a first down. First and 10 at the 10. So Cutiford, the fullback, gets three and a first down. Again, behind the offensive line of Holland, Hollister, Ehlers, Hunt, Dirks, Meyer, Lindblad, Huffaker for Adams Central. First and 10 at the 10. It's right at the 10, so they cannot get a first down. It's first and goal from the 10. Third man with the football's Fowler to the outside of the five, heads for the end zone and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Jake Fowler, a 10-yard touchdown run. And Adams Central has a 27-3 lead with the extra point pending here. Jake Fowler, a 10-yard run. So the Patriots, 83-yard drive to start this second half. 6:51 to go. Patriots use 5 minutes and 9 seconds of this third quarter. Kyle Goldenstein to try the extra point. 83-yard drive by the Patriots, their fourth long drive of the evening. Goldenstein to try his fourth extra point here. And there a flag flies before this extra point try. Looked like somebody jumped a little quickly for the Bulldogs there. Offside on the Gehring Bulldogs. We'll move it half the distance to about the 1.5-yard line. So a 2-yard penalty there, basically, on the Bulldogs. Adams Central still has Goldenstein out there to try this extra point. Kyle's 7 out of 14 starting the night. He's 3 out of 3 tonight. He'll try this one from about the 8-yard line or so on the hold of Jake Johnson. Here is the snap. It is down. It is kicked by Goldenstein. This one's up to the right, and it is no good. Wide to the right. So the extra point, no good. We'll take a timeout with 6:51 to go in the third quarter. It's Adams Central 27 and Gehring 3 back with the Patriot kickoff in 30 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Back at Patriot Field in Hastings. High school football here tonight, right here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Player of the game program to follow our play-by-play, then the coach's post-game show. 27-3 now, Adams Central, the missed extra point there. So it's a 24-point game, a three-score game, plus two-point conversions. But this one, far from over. The Bulldogs have been able to move that football on the ground and through the air. Adams Central has tightened up when necessary. Goldenstein to kick off here for the Patriots. Into the football. This one's deeper, back to about the 10-yard line. Coming this way is Gunner Britch. Britch is pulled down there. Nice tackle on the kick coverage there by Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central. Ackerman with the coverage there. And the Bulldogs will start first and 10. This is about their worst field position of the football game. Inside the 20 at their own 18-yard line. That's not what the Bulldogs needed. First and 10 at their own 18-yard line, and they're down here 27-3. So the Patriots have the ball for 5 minutes and 9 seconds of the second half to start the second half and get a touchdown and go up by now 24 points. Danny O'Boyle, the junior, back in there after that tackle he received, hands it off to Swanson. Jake moves the football, keeps those legs churning. The 200-pounder keeps it going to about the 25, a good gain there. 7 yards on the play by Swanson, who now has 70 in the game. Again, he's a 200-pound senior, goes for more than 900 last year, and again missed a couple of games because of injury. Second down and 3 at the Gehring 25-yard line. A pickup of 7 by Swanson. 3 wide receivers out. 1 back, Swanson back there with the quarterback, O'Boyle. Danny with it. Keeps the football, heads up the middle with it, has a first down, runs it past the 30. 13 first downs for the Bulldogs. I tell you, O'Boyle is slick with that football. On that belly hand off to Swanson, he'll either keep it or hand it off to Swanson, and they have both run well tonight. 53 yards for O'Boyle, 70 for Swanson, first and 10 at the 33-yard line of the Bulldogs. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central with the lead, 27-3. O'Boyle in the shotgun. Has wide receivers out, has 3 of them out. Rolls to his right, wants to throw. Looks for someone to throw it to. Tries to avoid the tackle, has to go down in the backfield. Danny O'Boyle had nowhere to go. He's inside the 30, so a big loss there, as O'Boyle had to kind of eat the football. Back at the 28-yard line, a loss of 5. It's second down and 15 yards to go for the Bulldog. Second and 15 at their own 28-yard line. Adams Central has forced one turnover. That Brady Hoffman interception led to the third Patriots score of the game. No turnovers on the Patriots, no fumbles lost in this game by either team. Second and 15 at the 28-yard line for the Gehring Bulldogs. Out they come. It's handed off to Swanson. He's hit right there by Max Meyer. Not much room there. Max Meyer there to make the tackles as he was waiting for Swanson, who got maybe a yard to the 29. Third and 14 coming up. Third down and 14 yards to go for the Bulldogs at the 29-yard line. Adams Central trying to break a 2-game losing streak. Of course, the number 1 Aurora, number 2 Crete. A loss last week for Gehring at McCook. And they were blasted pretty good. Third and 14 at the 29-yard line. O'Boyle on the option this time to the running back. It's Swanson. Nice tackle, open field tackle there by Jake Johnson. Swanson got it from the 29. Out to the 36, picked up 7. It's going to be fourth down and 7 yards to go at the 36-yard line of Gehring. Nice tackle there by Jake Johnson. Fourth and 7 at the 36 for the Bulldogs. Looks like they're going to have to punt this football away, and Josh Swanson, who does the kicking, is back. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Just too deep in their own territory here on fourth down. It's our first punt of the game. Charlie Haydenfeld, punting the football. It hit a Patriot, but it's picked up by the Adams Central. That punt hit a Patriot, blocking for Jake Fowler, but it bounced right to Fowler. Patriots avoid that muff on the punt and get the break there, and Fowler returns it to the 37. That punt hit a Patriot, but it bounced right to Jake Fowler. That was a free ball once it hit a Patriot, and it goes to Jake Fowler, and he moved it up to the 37-yard line, first and 10 for Adams Central with 3:49 to go. Adams Central catches a break there to get the football, the chance to pound it at the Bulldogs once again. Handoff goes to Ryan Bender. Bender to the 40. Pull down there. Nice tackle on the play by Thomas Heimbuck. Heimbuck, one of the better defensive linemen for the Bulldogs. A pickup of 3 on the play by Bender. And second and 7 for Adams Central at the 40. Their own 40. 3:23. Clock runs third quarter. Adams Central 27, Gehring 3. Our high school game of the week on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Blaine Bulis with you. Patriot Field. I formation. Johnson wing back left. One wide receiver. Overmiller wants to throw. Does. Near side. Going to be caught by Stein to midfield. 45-40. Nick Stein to the 30-yard line. Tries to outrun the defenders to the 20. 15. Down to the 10-yard line. Stein to the 5. Stretches it. It's going to be just shy of the goal line. Nick Stein. Now the official's going to confer. It's near the goal line. It's going to be a touchdown and right at the 1-yard line on that catch and run. Nick Stein with a great run after the catch there. Moved it, looks like, 59 yards. They were at the 40. Stein, a catch and run of 59 yards. First and goal at the 1-yard line. So it's first and goal. Stein just about outran everybody and got it down to the 1-yard line. A great run there by Stein after that catch, his second catch now for 70 yards. 59-yard play for the Patriots. First and goal at the 1. Out they come in the I formation this time. Overmiller will keep it and get into the end zone for the touchdown. Matt Overmiller with a 1-yard plunge for Adams Central, and Adams Central has moved out to a 33-3 lead. And they'll try the extra point here. There's 2:49 to go in the third. So Overmiller with a 1-yard run there after the catch and run of 59 yards for Nick Stein. 33-3, and Kyle Goldenstein to try the extra point. First carry of the night for Overmiller, a 1-yard touchdown run. Goldenstein to try the extra point. This one is down and this one is up. Line drive kick is up there and it is good by Kyle Goldenstein. So we will take a timeout with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 34, Gehring 3. Back with the Patriots kickoff right after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
And with a scoring update from the ESPN Radio Studio, I'm Brad Beam. Good things for Hastings teams tonight. With under 1 minute left in the third, Hastings High Tigers leading Scott's Bluff by the score of 31-8, that is. And St. Cecilia leading handily 24 to Ravenna 0. That one in the third. We now go back out to Patriot Field and Blaine Bulis.
34-3 here, Adams Central. A couple of scores this quarter by the Patriots. And another drive, 63 yards, only three plays. Goldenstein to kick off. This one's high and short. Caught about the 25-yard line. Gehring looking for running room here, running that football. Austin Ferguson, one of the short men, didn't have much room and on that short kick. And the Bulldogs will start first down and 10 yards to go on their own 28-yard line. So the Patriots, with two scores this quarter, have now what probably feels like a more comfortable 34-3 lead. So the Bulldogs may have to abandon any threats of a running game here, as they now have Josh Swanson not in there, and the quarterback is O'Boyle, but Swanson not in there on this play. O'Boyle will run that football on the far side on the option. Still with it. Still trying to keep the football, Danny O'Boyle, but not much running room there. So O'Boyle on the option had to keep it there, but Swanson, again, not in the game. He's on the near sideline. Josh is banged up a little bit or not, but a gain of one on the play there by the quarterback, Danny O'Boyle. 49 on the ground for O'Boyle. Second and 9 at the 29-yard line. And Coach O'Boyle, Tom O'Boyle, was suspended last week, missed the game last week at McCook. Reason not given, but he was suspended by the Activities Association, but is back tonight. There's a near sideline. O'Boyle throws the football. It's going to be up and it's caught. Nice catch on the near sideline by Gunnar Britch. O'Boyle to Britch on the first down there. The catch there by Gunnar Britch is a first down for the Bulldogs. And just like that, they move from their own 29 to the Adams Central 46-yard line. A 25-yard pickup there. And the catch there by Gunnar Britch. 25-yard pickup to the Adams Central 46-yard line, first and 10. So the Bulldogs, with a big pass play there, get a first down and a 25-yard pickup, and have a first and 10 at the Patriots 46 with 1:46 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central jumps offside. Brandon Hageman on the right defensive end will give Gehring five there, so the Patriots will have the 5-yard penalty on the offside. First and 5 at the Adams Central 41-yard line on the 5-yard penalty on Adams Central. 1:41 to go in period number 3. So the Patriots there with another penalty. Sixth penalty on the Patriots. That is the seventh, I believe. Mark that one on the Adams Central side. Seventh penalty, I believe, on the Patriots. First and 5, Bulldogs at the 41. O'Boyle hands that football, keeps that football. Danny Kippett. The other tailback, Tyler Wallace, is in there. But O'Boyle kept the football, took it out of the belly of Wallace and kept it and moved it to the 40, a pickup of 1, 2nd and 4 at the 40-yard line. So O'Boyle picks up only one there. Second down and 4 yards to go at the 40-yard line for the Bulldogs. Clock runs with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. 34-3, Adams Central leading. The Bulldogs once again in Patriot territory. O'Boyle in the shotgun, gets the football, hands it off this time to the running back. Tyler Wallace runs the football to the 30-yard line and falls forward to about the 27. Another first down, number 15 for Gehring. First down and 10 yards to go. From the 40, Wallace moves it down to the 28-yard line, a pickup of 12 there. Tyler Wallace's first carry for 12, taking over for Josh Swanson. Swanson not in on this series. He's on the near sideline. He must have got banged up in the last defensive series. First and 10, Bulldogs at the Patriot 28. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Bulldogs must score on this drive. If they don't take it in this time, they are in dire straits. There's the handoff to Wallace. Keeps the legs churning inside the 30, 25. Got maybe 4 on the play. Wallace moves it to the 24-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play on Tyler's second carry. Second and 6 at the Patriot 24-yard line. 15 seconds to go. O'Boyle getting back into the huddle. The Bulldogs would like to get this play off before the end of the third quarter. Now they look up at the clock, and it looks like they're not going to hurry to the line of scrimmage and get this off. They're going to let the time expire. That's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. So that is it for the third quarter. Adams Central with 2 scores in the third quarter. After 3, Adams Central 34, Gehring 3. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Back at Patriot Field in Hastings, high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio. We got to keep telling you that, folks. That's just the way it is. That's the law. It's the law. We have to do that. Adams Central leads 34-3, beginning the fourth quarter. Gehring Bulldogs with the football to start this fourth quarter. Second down, 6 yards to go at the Patriot 24-yard line. And again, another movement into Patriot territory. The Bulldogs have not been able to score a touchdown. Again, missed a field goal, turned it over on downs a couple times, had an interception in the first half. Get into Patriot territory this half. They face it 2nd and 6 here. Second and 6, Bulldogs, Patriot 24. Fourth quarter to begin. Adams Central with the lead, 34-3. O'Boyle, the quarterback. Danny O'Boyle, the junior, all the way at quarterback, except for a couple plays. has the football, wants to run. Now we'll run the football. Nice move inside the 20-yard line, close to a first down. The boy was looking for someone to throw it to, but didn't have anybody and took off. And it's going to be a measurement here by the officials as O'Boyle is close to that 6 yards he needed for the first down. It's at the 18-yard line. Again, the Bulldogs must score here, and then they got to come up with some magic on the kickoff or force some turnovers to get back into this one. And they bring the chains out and stretch them, and it's going to be just short on a foot or so. So it's going to be third and inches at the 18-yard line. So a pickup of, we'll have to call it the 19, a pickup of 5 there for quarterback O'Boyle, just short of the first down. So third and inches at the 19-yard line of Adams Central. Early in period number 4. Bulldogs still looking for that first touchdown. They have a 23-yard field goal, but no touchdown. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. 34-3, Adams Central. Third and inches at the Patriot 19. Out come the Bulldogs. And Tyler Wallace in at tailback. The quarterback is O'Boyle, Danny O'Boyle. Hand the football off. Keeping the football is O'Boyle. He's going to be hit short, maybe. It's going to be close. Going to be close. O'Boyle faked it to Wallace. Wallace was hit behind the line of scrimmage. He had nowhere to go. And O'Boyle might have got enough for that first down. Looks like it. Looks like it. At the 18. And the official's going to do. They call it a first down. A pickup of 1 and a first down by Danny O'Boyle, the quarterback. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Patriot 18-yard line. Now Swanson comes back into the game. Again, Josh, the senior, big running back, taken off. Didn't start this drive. Been a little shaken up from the last defensive series. He's back in there now. And Tyler Wallace, who rushed 2 times for 16 yards, goes out. So Swanson back in there. Clock running, 11:18 to go in the ballgame. First and 10 at the 18-yard line. The shotgun is O'Boyle. First and 10, has the football. Lobs it to Swanson. He's hit hard on the play by Micah Lindblad. A pickup of maybe 3 or 4 in the play. Micah Lindblad on that tackle to the 15-yard line. A pickup of 3 on the play on that catch there by Swanson. His first catch. For 3 yards, second down and 7 at the Patriot 15. Bulldogs stay in bounds. They continue to run the clock with 10:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Second and 7 at the 15. O'Boyle in the shotgun. Swanson back there with him. O'Boyle wants it though. Does it cross the middle, and it's going to be caught. Wide open into the end zone. Touchdown for the Bulldogs. Catching it is Charlie Haydenfeld for the touchdown. 15-yard touchdown pass play. From Danny O'Boyle to Charlie Haydenfeld, and the first touchdown of the night, whoa, for the Gehring Bulldogs. A 15-yard catch and the touchdown to Haydenfeld. 33-9 with the extra point coming up by Nissen. His extra point is up, and it is good. And it's 34-10, Adams Central. So we'll take a timeout with 10:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 34, Gehring 10. Back with the Bulldogs kickoff in 30 seconds.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Back at Patriot Field, it's 34-10. After the extra point made there by Daniel Nisser, Danny O'Boyle to Charlie Haydenfeld, 15-yard pass play, extra point, Nisser. 34-10. We'll see what the Bulldogs want to do. They want to kick it short. They want to try the onside. Kicking off is Tyler Wallace. Filled in very well as the tailback. There's the high kick down the field. Fowler catches the football at about the 15 to the 20. 25, 30. Jake Fowler breaks into the secondary. 50, 45-40, a lot of speed. Flag on the play behind the run by Fowler. He's all the way down to about the 20-yard line, but probably a block on the play, an illegal block by the Patriots. We'll bring this one back. The flag's at the 48-yard line of Gehring. So Jake Fowler's long kickoff return probably going to be negated here. The flag at the 48 of Gehring. That'll move it back into Patriot territory, but a great return and a great burst of speed on that kickoff by Jake Fowler. But a penalty on the Patriots, and they've been hurt by penalties tonight. 58 yards, he'll attack on a few more here. But it'll be Adams Central football. Fowler got all the way down to the 22 of Gehring. But a penalty with the block in the back. Move that football to the 43-yard line. That's where Adams Central will start their own 43. First down and 10 yards to go. So Adams Central will have the football, and that will give them a chance to see if they can continue to run the ball well tonight. Ryan Bender in this game has 157, Jake Fowler 98, Kyle Cutifer 32, and Matt Overmiller 1 yard tonight running. Maryland I, double tight end. It's to Bender. Bender 45 to midfield, pulled into Gehring territory. Good gain there on first down. Patriots want to run it, keep the clock moving. They started this drive with about 10:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Bender gets 8 yards to the Gehring 49-yard line. A pickup of 8 there by Bender. And this is kind of the days of old for the Patriots. They haven't had this year with the big gaining tailback this year. They've been forced to throw the ball in a couple games more than usual, what we usually see from the Patriots. Overmiller wants to throw into the secondary. Caught by Michael Lindblad to the 31-yard line. Excuse me, Mitch Huffaker. 86 and 85. 86 is Lindblad. It is Lindblad. 85 is Huffaker. That is Michael Lindblad. Catches it for a first down. First catch of the night for Michael Lindblad. And he moves it for 17 yards. First catch for Lindblad and a first down for Adams Central. First and 10 at the Gehring 32-yard line on that 17-yard pickup to Lindblad. Maryland I, hand off to Fowler. Fowler at the 30. Inside the 30 to about the 27, 9:20 to go. Clock continues to run. Jake Fowler picks up about 5 to the 27. Fowler with 5 yards rushing. Puts Jake over 100 yards with 103. Down to the 27 of Gehring, second and 5. Well, you can't say enough about the offensive line with Huffaker and Holden and Hollister, Ehlers, Hunt, Dirks, Meyer, Lindblad for Adams Central. Pushing the Bulldogs off the line of scrimmage all evening long in this Maryland I or I formation attack tonight by Adams Central. It's Fowler, heads for the outside, has nowhere to go, going to be pulled down for maybe a yard loss on the play. Now move it back to the 28, a loss of 1 on the play. Third down and 6 yards to go for Adams Central. One of the few times the Patriots have had negative yardage running the ball, but Fowler had nowhere to go there. Third and about 6 at the 28. 8:20, clock runs in the fourth quarter. Third down, 6 yards to go for the Patriots at the 28-yard line of the Bulldogs of Gehring. Maryland I, Johnson, Cutiford, and Fowler in the eye. Overmiller wants to throw. Does on the far side. It's going to be over the head and incomplete of Jake Fowler. Fourth down and 6 yards to go on that incompletion. Fowler was open for a couple of seconds, but overthrown there by Overmiller. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. Clock stopped with 7:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Patriots in no man's land. They're going to have to go for it here. They can try to get the 6 yards on fourth down here. Fourth and 6 at the 28-yard line. Overmiller, 6 completions in 12 attempts tonight. Out comes the Patriots. Fourth and 6. We'll see if they want to throw it up or Lindblad wide to the left, Huffaker wide to the right, and the slot right is Fowler. 5 wide receivers out for Adams Central, and Overmiller in the shotgun. Matt wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Flags fly, probably holding on the Patriots. Incomplete pass. The Bulldogs will decline it and get the football on the change of downs here. They'll take the play. It's going to be an incompletion on fourth down. They'll decline the penalty. And it'll be Bulldogs football first and 10 on their own 28 after the change of downs. So the Bulldogs back out there, still in this football game, down by 24, 7:51 to go. So the Patriots will have to get on their defensive horses here again, see if they can get that clock to run. In this final, 7:51, but still a lot of time to go. An official's timeout here. That change of downs on the incompletion gives it to the Bulldogs, first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. They'll come out with O'Boyle at quarterback. Swanson, the running back, back there. They're going to recall the play. O'Boyle calls him back to the huddle. First and 10 Bulldogs on their own 28-yard line. They'll send one wide receiver to the right, two to the left. They've been doing that most of the evening. O'Boyle gets the football, hands it off to Swanson. Swanson still on his feet. Got a jersey that time. Pulled off. The jersey ripped there. And Swanson kept running. Good gain there by Josh Swanson. The jersey ripped apart there, and Swanson's going to tuck it in. He picked up about 10 on a first down to the 38-yard line. Josh Swanson with a pickup of 10 there. He has 88 yards on the ground. First and 10 at the Bulldog 38-yard line. 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-10 Adams Central. First and 10 Bulldogs at their 38. In the shotgun, it's O'Boyle. Wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Two defenders and one receiver. It looked like nobody saw it. Went right between three guys out there and incomplete. On the incompletion there. Second down and 10 yards to go at the Gehring 38-yard line. 7:24 to go in our football game. Adams Central with the lead, 34-10. Out come the blue, gold, and white. The Gehring Bulldogs. Wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Second and 10 at the 38. O'Boyle, the quarterback. We'll hand the football off to Swanson. Brandon Hageman there, and 3 or 4 yards there for Swanson. But Hageman with a good tackle there. It's going to be third and long coming up for the Bulldogs. Josh Swanson from the 38 to the 40 picked up two, third and 8. Swanson got two. He has 90 on the night. Third and 8 at the 40 for Gehring, their own 40. 7 minutes and counting in the fourth quarter. 34-10, Adams Central leading. So the Bulldogs need three scores and 3 2-point field goals as Josh Swanson again comes off to the near sideline. Looks like it's a leg problem or an ankle. He's out of there once again. O'Boyle in the shotgun has four wide receivers out. He goes to the turf. He has to fall on it. Hit the turf with the snap, and O'Boyle had to fall on it back at the 36. A loss of 6, and it's going to be 4th and 14 at the 36-yard line. 4th and 14 at the 36, and the Bulldogs have no choice but to go for it here. 4th and 14 at the 36-yard line. And this will essentially be it for the Bulldogs if they don't get a first down, because the Patriots will have it deep in Bulldog territory and we'll be able to run the clock. 6:09 to go. 4th and 14 at the 36. The snap to O'Boyle. Gets a blitz, and he's going to be pulled down in the backfield. Hey, Zach Hollister there on the tackle and the sack, but a flag in after the play. And it's going to be a penalty on a late hit the way it looks on Adams Central. This will give the Bulldogs a first down on a late hit. And that's a play that should never have happened. The loss is back at the 32-yard line. There was a loss of 4 on the play. But a 15-yard penalty on Adams Central, which gives a little more life to the Bulldogs after the play. A late hit on Adams Central. After the tackle there by Zach Hollister. Ball's at the 32, and they're going to move that football. They move the football this way. The official pointing a first down for Adams Central, but it's Gehring football, and they're going to get it on the 15-yard penalty on the Patriots. Move that football all the way out to the 47-yard line. Gehring will have it first and 10 on their own 47-yard line. So a miscue there by the Patriots, a late hit, 15-yard penalty, giving the Bulldogs a first down at the 47-yard line. Now the officials have a little conference with Tom O'Boyle, the Gehring coach. It's a 15-yard penalty, and is this going to be short of the first down? The penalty marked off, but not enough for the first down. Adams Central gets the football. That 15-yard penalty, not enough. Not enough for a first down after the piling on penalty and the late hit. So it's first and 10 at the 47-yard line for Adams Central. They have the football with 5:57 to go, so that penalty was not enough for a first down. Bender to the 45, heads for the outside to the 40, runs over a Gehring tackler, gets it inside the 35-yard line. So a first down there for the Patriots. Ryan Bender on the run there from the 47 to the Gehring 33-yard line. Pick up a 14 on the play. 179 yards rushing for Ryan Bender. First and 10 at the 33-yard line. Adam Central's on the far sideline huddling with Bill Carlin. The clock has been started. The Patriots got to get out of the field and run this play. They're probably going to call a timeout here. Bill Carlin's going to let the clock run down a little bit and then call a timeout the way it looks, as his team's still on the far sideline. Patriot ball first and 10 on the 33-yard line. 5:25, clock running. Now the Patriots do take a timeout here with 5:25 to go. They were just running some clock off before calling that timeout. We'll take one with 5:25 to go. It's Adams Central 34, Gehring 10, back in 30 seconds.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Welcome back to Patriot Field, Adams Central 34. And Gehring 10, 5:25 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central with the football, first and 10 at the 33-yard line. So a recent turn of events, the 15-yard penalty didn't hurt the Patriots as much as it could have. A 15-yard penalty was not enough for the first down, and Adams Central got possession of the ball on the exchange of downs after the late hit. First and 10 at the 33, and there's a flag flying as somebody's lined up in the neutral zone. Are the Patriots jumped? We'll see what this is all about. Patriot ball first and 10 on the 33. And this is an offside on the Bulldogs. We'll make it first and 5 at the 28-yard line. First and 5 at the 28, 5-yard offside penalty on Gehring. 34 to 10, Adams Central. Adams Central led 21-3 at halftime, tacked on two scores in the third. Gehring has scored its only touchdown in this fourth quarter. Maryland High, three backs behind quarterback Kyle Goldenstein at quarterback, and they got the second unit out on the field. Patriots not going to risk any injuries getting some other people out on the field. Brady Barrett carrying the football for the first time. Moved it from the 28, the 27. Maybe a pickup of one on the play, we'll call it, for Barrett. Second down and 4 at the 27-yard line. Again, Kyle Goldenstein in at quarterback. Hands the football off again to Brady Barrett. Puts his head down and rumbles forward inside the 25. Going to be just short or maybe a first down. 4:47, clock continues to run. It's at the 25, short of a first down. A pickup of 2 there. Third down and 2 yards to go. Brady Barrett picks up 2 on that play. Third and 2 at the 25. Barrett, a 6-foot junior, 175-pounder, third and 2 at the 25. Again, Kyle Goldenstein at quarterback, Maryland High. Goldenstein turns, hands the ball off, running it this time with the football. Zane Norton running the football from the 25 to the 24, pickup of 1. Patriots killing a lot of clock, gaining a yard here, 2 yards here, 4th and 1, 4:19 to go. Ball on the 24-yard line, 4th down and They call it a first down. So it was enough. So Norton got two and a first down. First and 10. We'll call it the 23-yard line. First and 10 for the Patriots. So they get a first down. So Adam Central can run the football some more. Handoff goes to Norton, and another flag goes. And this one will probably be on the Patriots on that run, behind the run. So Adam Central will probably be penalized another 10 here, and they'll move back. 4:06 to go. We're trying to get the final 5 minutes of this one played. As this one looks like it's been determined, and Adam Central will break their two-game losing streak and go to 3-2, heading for York next Friday, and the Bulldogs will lose their second in a row and fall to 2-3. There's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the 16-yard line, 26-yard line out to the 36. 10-yard penalty on the Patriots. They're at the 36. They got to get to the 13, so it's first and 23 at the 36-yard line for Adams Central. Kyle Goldenstein in there. The Patriots got their first unit off the field. They got the second unit out there to try to kill the final 4 minutes. First and 23 at the 36. Maryland I, double tight end. Kyle Goldenstein, the quarterback. Fumbles the football, tries to pick it up. Does now, and he's pulled down about the 40-yard line. A loss of four there. Back to the 40. So it's second and 27, or second and 26 at the 39-yard line. A loss of three on the play. Goldenstein couldn't hang on to that snap from center. Lost three. Second and 26 at the 39. Clock continues to run with 3:20 to play in the ballgame. 34-13 Adams Central. This has turned into a long second half of football here tonight. Penalties and flags. And there's the toss. Goes to Barrett. Barrett, 40-yard line. Nowhere to go. Spins. Hit there. No gain. Third down and 26. At the 39-yard line, no gain there for Barrett. It'll be third and 26 for the Patriots, but the clock continues to wind with 2:50 to go. 34-10, Adams Central. 34-10, Patriots. St. Cecilia was winning tonight. Hastings High was winning. Adams Central will win here. We'll do a quick wrap-up afterwards and have our player of the game and coach's post-game show and get back for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 KHAS. Third and 26 Patriots at the Gehring 39. There's the toss. Goes to Barrett. Comes this way. Has a couple blockers in front of him. Barrett to about the 30-yard line. Knocked down about the 22. Good gain there by Brady Barrett from the 39 down to the 22. A pickup of 17 yards on the play. For Brady Barrett, it's going to be fourth and about seven, but Barrett gets 17 yards on that run, fourth and seven at the 22. That keeps the clock running with 1:56 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central fourth down. They'll go for it here just to keep the clock running. And it's maybe their last offensive play of the night. Fourth down and seven at the 22-yard line. Out come the Patriots with two wide receivers out. Kyle Goldenstein, the quarterback, eye formation. Goldenstein turns, toss, goes to Barrett, has a lead blocker there to the 20. Barrett to the 20, looks for running room inside the 15. Looks like he might have a first down. The Patriots will be able to run the clock out, and Adams Central will get a first down here. Barrett moved it from the 22 to the 13, a pickup of 9 on the play. Pickup of 9 down to the 13 in the Patriot offensive line. The second unit pushing the Bulldogs off the line of scrimmage. First down, Adams Central, their 20th of the night, as they have controlled the line of scrimmage and have it first and 10 at the 13. The clock runs now with 1:15 to go. Adams Central will have a chance maybe to run two more plays and call this thing good here at Patriot Field. Out they come. Looks like they got Creighton Reed in there at quarterback, and a flag flies. Creighton Reed, the sophomore, in there at quarterback, the third-string quarterback for the Patriots. Another penalty on Adams Central at 5 yards. Move it back to the 18, first and 15 at the 18-yard line of Gehring. Brady Barrett in there at tailback. Patriots have Cole Rostvedt in there at fullback. They got Logan Miller out there on the football field trying to get some of these other names. Blake Droman, the senior, is at center. Reed hands the football off. Running the football is Cole Rostvedt. Rostvedt moves it from the 18. More players come in off the bench for Adams Central. 18 to the 15, a pickup of three there. Second and 12, 3 yards there for Cole Rostvedt. It's at the 15, 35 seconds. This will be the last play of the football game, barring a fumble or an offensive penalty. Adam Hunt in there to quarterback one play. At least Adam's on the field. The quarterback's hit hard. Hunt, not the quarterback. Handed off inside. Looks like Cole Rostvedt will run the ball the last play. And Cole moves the football down about the 12. He got about three more yards. But that's going to be it. The clock will expire. That's the end of the football game. And the Adams Central Patriots win it by the score of 34-10. Patriots with the 21-3 halftime lead. Score twice in the third quarter and win it 34-3. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Competitive loan and deposit rates, and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And a quick scoring update. Both of the other games, the Hastings teams have gone final and big wins for both. At Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College, Hastings High wins their homecoming game over Scotts Bluff. Final there, 31-8. And St. Cecilia with a shutout in Ravenna, 30-0. Both of those games final. All three Hastings teams come away with the W. And with more on the Adams Central game, we now go back to Patriot Field and Blaine Bulis.
Adams Central wins at 34-10 here. The Patriots score first. Kyle Cuttiford, a 2-yard run in the first quarter, completing an 80-yard, 5-play drive, 7-0 Patriots after a missed field goal by the Bulldogs in their first possession. Adams Central led 7-0 after one. Ryan Bender, a 5-yard run in the second quarter, 56 yards, 5 plays. Bender the touchdown. Bender another 5-yard run, capping a 48-yard, 12-play drive after a Brady Hoffman interception for the Patriots. 21-0 Adams Central is Kyle Goldenstein with 4 extra points tonight. Daniel Nisser kicked a 23-yard field goal for the Bulldogs with 9 seconds to go before halftime, 21-3 Adams Central at the half. Adams Central took the opening kickoff in the second half, controlled the football for 5 minutes, 9 seconds, 83 yards, 11 plays. Jake Fowler, 10-yard run, missed extra point, 27-3. Matt Overmiller, 1-yard touchdown run, capping a 63-yard, 3-play drive later in the third quarter, 34-3, Patriots after three. Daniel Boyle to Charlie Haydenfeld, a 15-yard pass play, the only score of the night for a touchdown for the Bulldogs in the fourth quarter. 34-10, Adams Central won it. But the Patriots escape a missed field goal, two change overs on downs, and an interception in that first half as the Bulldogs were in Patriot territory a lot in the first half, but had only a 23-yard field goal to show for it. The other four times, they were not able to score. Adams Central, though, with the great play up front on the offensive line, rushing tonight for 348 yards, passing for 121, 469 for Adams Central. 179 on the ground for Ryan Bender. Jake Fowler, 102 yards rushing. Kyle Cutterford, 32 yards rushing the ball. 121 throwing for Matt Overmiller, six completions, 13 attempts, two catches for 70 yards for Nick Stein, one a 59-yard pass play on a great run after catch by Stein. Michael Lindblad, one catch for 17. Jake Johnson, one catch for 17. Jake Fowler, two catches for 17. But Bender with 179 on the ground, Fowler with 102 tonight behind the offensive line blocking of Mitch Huffaker, Kevin Holden, Zach Hollister, Tommy Ehlers, Skyler Hunt, Ashton Dirks, Max Meyer, Micah Lindblad for the Patriots. They did a great job up front tonight. And the Patriots with unofficially 348 on the ground, 121 through the air, 469 total yards. Rushing tonight, Josh Swanson, 90 yards for Gehring. Quarterback Daniel Boyle for 47, 191 on the ground for the Bulldogs. 143 on the ground for the Bulldogs, 90 for Swanson, 47 for O'Boyle, 153 on the ground tonight for the Bulldogs, and 128 yards through the air as O'Boyle completes 11 passes on the night. And Adams Central wins it by the score of 34-10. That'll do it for the play-by-play. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next. Again, the final score, Adams Central 34, Gehring 10. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Adams Central wins it by the score of 34-10 tonight here at Patriot Field over the Gehring Bulldogs. Patriots get a couple of touchdowns from Ryan Bender, get one from Kyle Cutterford, get one from Jake Fowler, and get one from Matt Overmiller. Strong pounding running game by the Patriots in this football game. 348 yards on the ground for Adams Central. Ryan Bender had 179 rushing. Jake Fowler had 102. So a great job up front by the Patriots offensive line. Brady Hoppin with an interception tonight for Adams Central, highlighting the defensive side of things. But the Adams Central Patriots win at 34-10. We'll name our Patriot player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Okay, welcome back to Patriot Field. We're going to give our player of the game tonight to the senior running back, Ryan Bender. And Ryan also had a key stoppage of the quarterback on a sack and early in the football game that forced the Bulldogs into a field goal situation. So he played well on defense from his linebacker position and also run the ball very well tonight and hard tonight also for the Patriots. 179 yards for Bender tonight and a couple of touchdowns. Of course, he didn't play, hurt on the first play from scrimmage last week in the game with a knee injury with a bursa sack breaking. But back tonight, it's Ryan Bender and running very well. 179 yards, two touchdowns, and playing on defense also. And Ryan Bender will be our Patriot player of the game in the Patriots' 34-10 win over the Gehring Bulldogs. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. It's time for the Coach's Post Game Show, the Coach Speaks Show, and Bill Carlin is here, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots win it tonight by the score of 34-10 this evening. Coach, thanks for coming up. Boy, kind of you look at the stats before the game, and per game average, the Patriots are giving more throwing to football and running this year. That's just the circumstances of the season. But whether your power running game was back tonight, a great job by your team running the football tonight, Coach.
Well, that was our goal coming in, was we wanted to run the football, and we wanted to run it and run it and run it. This was our goal. And we thought we could sprinkle some play-action passes in if we got that going. But our real goal was we want to get established on the ground again. And I thought our people up front did a nice job. And then Jake Johnson and Kyle Cutterford and Ryan Bender, all at fullback and upbacks, blocked real well. And then Ryan Bender and Jake Fowler did a nice job reading their blocks and ran the ball really well tonight.
Yeah, you get a guy with Bender around 180 and Jake over 100, up with about 102 or so. Get two guys over 100 yards, you got to feel you got a pretty good chance to win the game, and that is a good testament to those people up front and the blocking backs. But the guys, they ran well. They ran hard, too, both those guys.
Yeah, they really did. I thought Ryan kind of hit a groove there where he just started running over people for a while, and he really did it. It was a big fourth down play where he ran over about two guys and picked up a first down for us, and that was a real, I thought, boost in his repertoire, because he's kind of not been running that way, and that's what we know he can do, and that's what we want out of him. And so I think gave him a little more confidence. I thought he really ran tough tonight. He's kind of been hobbled a little bit with a little bit of a knee problem, and so for him to come back, I thought he did a nice job. And then I thought we threw the ball and mixed it up well enough just to keep him off balance a little bit. I think we're over 400 yards of total offense. So anytime you do that, that's good high school football.
Yeah, you talk about maybe Ryan's maybe is more powerful or run over people, and Jake brings that speed and quickness in there, so you can really kind of play some things against the defense. They have to be, whoever's in there, two different types of runners, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it kind of gives you a little bit of a change up, and you kind of get used to a guy pounding and pounding and pounding, and all of a sudden the other guy scoots to the edge. And we've done that before with different people. Even when Kevin Lenneman was running tailback for us, we had a sophomore named Ryan Beamer that we'd slip in every once in a while and gave us a little different look. And so we're trying to use those guys and then not beat them up at the same time. We're trying to even up some of their carries a little bit so that it balances up a little bit and they don't get beat up. And so we were real pleased tonight because we knew them coming in, they had averaged about 350 yards a game, and we needed to keep the ball out of their offense's hands because they were a tough team to stop tonight. They did a good job with their veer, and they throw the ball well enough to just keep you off balance.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of that. It was kind of a precarious first half. You're leading 21-3, Coach, but they have five different times they're in your territory, turnover and downs a couple of times. You get the big interception from Brady Hoppin, miss a field goal, and they get the field goal at the end. So this was it didn't seem like it was an 18-point lead. Did it to you at halftime, this game? It was closer than that, wasn't it?
Well, I think so. You know, if you look at yardage, yes. They moved the ball real well from 20 to 20. But I thought we really buckled down when they got down in the red zone, and that shortened their area we had to defend with our defensive backs so they could support on run a little better too. And we did not want to give up the big play out of the middle of the field. So we had some of our guys playing back a little there. As they got closer to the goal line, we had people coming up a little more too, and I think that really helped our run support.
Yeah, I guess the yardage and all that really doesn't mean anything, does it, Coach? I guess the numbers on the board with the score is what matters, and your defense made one of those bend but not really break tonight, huh?
Well, they did, and part of that credit goes to their team, you know.
Oh, yeah.
O'Boyle is a very good quarterback, and he does a very good job with his veer reads, and he's very deceptive. And big number three, Josh Swanson, he's a load. And so those two guys are very good quality players and stuff, but I just think the difference probably tonight was we were a little stronger up front.
Yeah, I think pushing them off the line of scrimmage throughout the night to get the amount of yardage you did. And long drives, too, Coach, and you had some long drives. This wasn't just a 15, 20-yard drive. You had a lot of long drives tonight, so your people up front were really working hard, too.
Well, that really helped, you know, and we thought that at halftime. We wanted to take the ball and come out and establish some things and keep the ball out of their hands and score first and all those sorts of things. And all those things happened for us, and so that was really a bonus to us tonight. And I actually think tonight we came out of the game unscathed with no more new injuries, so I don't think any of our old ones got re-flared up or anything. So a lot of good things happened for us tonight, and the kids came out unscathed, so that's good.
You know, so you get back in the W column, Coach, after two tough losses to number one and number two. So from a confidence level, I'm sure the guys say, we're okay now. We're kind of ride it up here, head for York next week and the road. From that confidence level, good for the kids tonight. They're back in the swing of things, huh?
Well, I think so. You know, sometimes you get pounded down a couple times, and you kind of start to wonder whether you doubt. But the good thing about when playing number one and two teams is we played with them for a lot of the ball game. And you know, we were right there at Crete, you know, late in the third quarter and even in the fourth quarter. You know, that game wasn't over until it was over. And so our kids know that they're just, maybe a 3 or 4 minute span difference in the ball game. And they could have won that ball game. And Aurora, we had a little breakdown at the second quarter for about 3 minutes. And so we played toe-to-toe with those top two teams. And we're going to see some more good teams with Holdridge and McCook coming up here. They're all top 10 rated teams. So. No easy schedule for us, and our kids, they'll be ready, but we want to enjoy tonight and have a little fun with this one, and then tomorrow we'll start worrying about York and just move on from there.
Well, there's one thing usually about your kids, Coach. They're not afraid to get in a battle with people up there on the line of scrimmage. They're always tough kids, and they kind of like playing that hit them hard and let's go kind of thing, don't they?
Well, that's kind of my style. Yeah. And I guess some of that rubs off on them a little bit after 30-some years here. But, we're real proud of our kids. We think they play really hard and they fight really hard up front. And sometimes we're undersized and they just got to battle. And, then, you know, we just told them sometimes that's the way life is. We talk a lot about life lessons being learned out here. And our kids do a great job of battling.
All right, Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys. We'll talk to you next week about York, but nice win tonight, and thanks for coming up.
Thanks a lot, Blaine, and thanks for your coverage.
You bet. That's Bill Carlin, head football coach, the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots with the win tonight by the score 34-10. We'll take our timeout and wrap things up here at Patriot Field right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here at Patriot Field. Adams Central wins it by the score of 34-10. Ryan Bender runs for two scores. Kyle Cutterford for one. Jake Fowler for one. Matt Overmiller for one tonight as the Patriots roll up 469 yards of total offense, 348 on the ground, 121 through the air, hold the Bulldogs out of the end zone except for the fourth quarter. But Adams Central wins it by the score of 34-10 with a great play up front and a sound, strong running game tonight and a defense that allows only 10 points tonight and 281 yards of total offense tonight. So the Patriots go to 3-2 on the year as they head to York next Friday night. Gehring drops to 2-3 on this football season. Well, that will do it from Patriot Field. Stay tuned on our sister station, 1230 KHS, for the CPI Mr. Tar Scoreboard Show. In fact, that program may already be underway, and I'll join you for that in a little bit. That'll do it from Patriot Field. Again, the final score, Adams Central 34, Gehring 10. This is Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.